The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantile, perfect and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for, what is today, June 3rd, 2008, and we are live at the Festival of Unity here on the Antonia Bale server in Antonica at the Twin Guard Towers. With us this week, of course, as always, is my love, my squeeze, Elquin Jenna. Hello, Elquin.
Hail and greetings.
It's a broken record every week, folks.
Oh, you love it.
And also with us tonight, the man, the ogre, the giant guy on a rhino right on my right here, it's Clomp!
Hola.
I expected your voice to be deeper, actually, but that's okay. Clomp from the Legacy of Honor, you're also one of the main coordinators for the Festival of Unity.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm being told that I need to speak up. Okay, there we go. Okay, you're a main coordinator for the Festival of Unity. This had to have taken a hell of a lot of effort to put together.
Yes. We put the Festival of Unity on last year. It took us a few months of planning and everything to get it together, and we didn't intend to do it again, but it was so huge and so successful, we decided that, we really needed to, so... All the planners last year got together and said, okay, we'll do it again in a year. We'll do it in June again. And so in February, we actually started getting together with all the main planners. We've had just about weekly meetings to go over our progress of planning events. We've made message boards. We've been posting our ideas and all that. So between February and June has been, all the planning for this. And then... this insane week, where I know most of us have already lost quite a bit of sleep.
And of course, something that's... I don't know how active the Sony team was in last year's event, but wow, they really have outdone themselves with the decorating and setting up of tents and stuff like that for this year's show. This looks absolutely fantastic. We got...
Yeah, we can't really thank the guides and the supporters that we've had enough. Last year we did get a lot of support. I think everyone was surprised at how successful it was. Even Grimwell, he came out and was like, whoa!
Grimwell was, he was out here, Sunday night?
Yeah, Sunday night.
Sunday night, giving everyone a hard time, and he kidnapped me.
He was also out here last year. He was our main point of contact last year for it, and it took him by surprise too, just how successful everything was. I think they realized how big it was this year, and we've had no end of items, support for rewards to give out, the decorations that everyone can obviously see here in Antonica, just superbly done by Nobrin.
Yes, Nobrin's the one that went around and got all the camps together. along with, I believe Domino probably has something to do with that too. And Domino's in the OGR chat channel with us. If you care to join us in the online gaming radio chat channel, you can do a /join GUK.OGR, or if you're on a on another SOE game right now, with the exception of Vanguard, from what I understand, you need to type /join, or maybe it's even a bracket join, depending on the game you're in. It's eq2.guk.ogr. That's the OGR channel on the GUK server, EverQuest 2. And Domino's here, and Brass is here, and Clump is here, Morian, and of course the immortal Delmon. Being told that Clump is being a little too quiet, I've got all my volume settings maxed right now. Let me see if I can get this up a little.
Let me see what I can do.
Okay. Okay, well, I've got the Skype volume, you know, in its little volume control thing. I've got that maxed out for you right now, so give that another try.
I could just go all Oga.
Yeah, go all Oga on them!
Okay, well, while I work on it, I'll just talk a little louder.
Actually, I think that's what you just did. I think it's a lot better, actually. Oh no, does Skyheart just streak us again?
Most likely, she's been waiting to do it.
Skyheart, little Faye from the Legion of Kithagore, has been streaking the event all week long, and just stripping down and being free and laughing and giggling and just streaking around. And I think it's just damn funny.
She made a point of distracting several of the jousters on Sunday. And, you know, she may be liable for some of the injuries that were sustained.
Ooh.
So you may want to talk to her.
Skyheart. Okay, Skyheart, why don't we try just, you know, streaking in between the events, or, you know, don't actually just rush out there while everyone's trying to, yeah, let's not injure people with little fey boobies. That's yeah, not a good thing. Of course, folks, at the top of every show I always post a mature audience warning, so please don't be offended or shocked by anything you may hear. I'm going to try to keep it a little toned down here because this is the Festival of Unity.
Like little fey boobies.
Bouncy little fey boobies.
Wait a minute. Let me get the love doctor here.
Oh, you can't. Yeah. Meeting little fey boobies.
And you know what Lucan has to say about little fey boobies?
Oh, well, let's hear it.
Well, it's the same thing that Lucan says about everything.
I think he nailed it.
Yes, I'm famous for my Lucan laugh. All right. So, Clump. So, what else is going on tonight? We have the dueling competition right now.
Let me pull up our event calendar, which there are several places everyone can find it. The place where we've kind of tried to centralize everything is our Festival of Unity site, which everyone can find by going to Guild Portal and just searching for Festival of Unity. There you can find a map of where all the locations in Antonica are. You can find the forum that we have where we explain the different events and some of the rules for them, and some of them require sign-ups. We've got a help tab where people can look to see what we're looking for volunteers. We have an events tab that's essentially it's the monthly calendar. And then if you click to the times tab, it has a week, all week in their event. So today, Tuesday the 3rd of June, we had lawn darts earlier this evening at 8 Eastern.
Okay, now that kind of confused me. What was the lawn darts competition? What was that?
The Lawn Darts is one of my favorites. It's it was inspired by Tosta and Spindle of the Vagabond Knights. They called it Griffin Droppings, where you basically go onto a griffin, and a judge, who is also the target, flies and drops off at a specified point, hopefully not killing themselves. And then the competitors fly behind them and jump off and try to land as close as possible to the judge without killing themselves.
Hmm.
Now, naturally people die and hilarity ensues. And it is always a great time. So we had three rounds of lawn darts this evening. And I don't believe we had any deaths, miraculously.
Okay, and do we have a winner for lawn darts?
Indeed. The most difficult jump that we had, we were flying from the Kinos Gate Griffin Station to the Oracle Tower. Mm-hmm. And if you fly that route, you'll notice a teeny tiny little wooden bridge that connects the Isle of Barsoon's Isle, whatever it's called, to Antonica.
Yes.
And the Griffin happens to fly straight over that bridge. So everyone was to jump off and try to land on the bridge as close to the giant fat boy as possible.
Oh boy, that must have been fun.
And I'm going to mispronounce this, but Rowayne was the master lawn dart for this evening. Rowayne. So if you guys see her, congratulate her. She got a few house items and a plat as her reward and the auspicious title of Supreme Lawn Dart.
Of course, Rowayne, member of the Legion of Kithagor. Congratulations.
Congrats.
So, Legion of Kithagor, definitely kicking butt at Long Dart. Long Darts.
Represent.
Yo, 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 represent the Kith! Woo! Okay, let's not do that again. All right, let's see here. I'm at the Festival of Unity home. Of course, you can go to guildportal.com and search for Festival of Unity, or you can just go to kithacore.org, and I've got a link right there on the front page.
Bring and?
Right. Hmm?
And there's a link on the
EQ2 players.
Yeah, but what was that thing they did? The new thing they came out with, the legacy?
Oh, Live the Legend or
the Legend. The Legend page with the list of activities for the summer. The Festival of Unity is listed there with a link.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. So Sunday's winning events, Rialde won the jousting contest. Now, what was Cat Splat Fever? What was that about?
That was hosted by Antonio Bale's own danger cat, Thavek. I think I pronounced that right. And Cat Splat Fever was a competition to see who could cause the most falling damage to our brave and foolish volunteers. And they were all Kara, so it was the Cat Splat Fever. And
gotcha.
What they did is the felines auto-followed the contestants who ran them off cliffs. Good times.
Okay, why not? And the winner of Cat Splat Fever on Sunday was Wilhelmine, I think.
Close enough.
And then, of course, we have the Fae Iron Chef, round one. How many rounds are there going to be on that? Three?
Let me double check. I believe three, but let me see. The Fae Iron Chef is always popular. Yeah, there are three rounds.
Okay.
There's round one, and then the winner of round one defends their title against new contestants in round two, and then that winner defends their title against new contestants in the finals.
Okay. And let's see how badly I butcher this name. Merthulis has won round one of the Fae Iron Chef.
With some very interesting froglock dishes.
I hope you don't mean making dishes out of froglocks.
No, not this one.
Okay, good. I was going to say that would be a rather big bend of them.
Indeed.
Okay, and Monday's events, we have Golden Lemming. What was the Golden Lemming about?
Golden Lemming is an event that the Vagabond Knights put on Tostin Spindle, and it is a more of a free-form event for... they jump off of the cliffs by the Oracle Tower, if I'm not mistaken. I unfortunately wasn't home from work in time. The man kept me.
Damn that
but,
man.
I know. But they basically give points for style, how people leap off the cliff, and you know what form or pose they take as they plummet to their potential deaths to the waters below.
Okay, so the Golden Lemming was not just about jumping off the cliff. It was how pretty you could have made it.
Indeed. Jumping with style.
Swan diving off the ledge. All right. And the winner of the Golden Lemming is Kathani. Congratulations, Kathani. And I'm shocked. I'm assuming you didn't win the next competition because you weren't in the competition. It's the only thing I can figure. But the spider pie eating contest, you did not win this.
No, I was the host of the spider pie eating contest.
I see. Well, that makes more
sense.
How could you
handle watching everybody eat all the spider pies and you not getting any?
It was tough, but Clump did get an opportunity to clean up the scraps that were left over, so he was okay.
Good. Okay.
Okay, and the winner of the spider pie eating contest is Valeri. Valeri, I believe that's pronounced. And let's see. And next on Monday, we had the big hunt. Now, what was the big hunt about?
That's the bug hunt.
Oh, bug hunt. I'm sorry.
I thought Rangers had good eyes.
And no one said we could read.
Right.
Okay, the bug hunt. Okay, so what was the bug hunt all about?
The bug hunt was actually, surprisingly, a last-minute thrown-together event because we realized we had some spare time at the end of yesterday and there were a bunch of people still hanging around that wanted to do something. So Tosta had the brilliant idea of she took three fae and loaded them up with sugar.
Oh, God.
And gave them the bounds of Windstalker Village to stay within, and they just pinged all over the place. And the three people that were able to catch them by means of opening a trade window with them were declared the winners.
Hmm.
Now, bear in mind that these Fae, not only were they high on sugar, but they had dropped down into Sylvani, their tiny little form.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm.
So they were tough to see, they were fast as bullets, and hyper.
So it was almost like a, what is that thing from Harry Potter?
The Golden Snitch?
The Golden Snitch, yes. So it was kind of like the Golden Snitch type of thing.
Yep.
All right. And
it was like being trapped in a racquetball court with several wild racquetballs.
And Skyheart is telling us that she was the last one caught.
Right.
And the winner of the bug hunt is Hibiki. Hibiki.
Hibiki.
Hibiki. Hibiki. Hibiki. Okay. Now, tonight's events, we're in the middle of the dueling event right now, I believe. And do we have any... are there going to be different rounds in the dueling?
This is there are two types of dueling that we're putting on. Drakale, I think I pronounced that right, of the Green Council is hosting our dueling events.
Mm.
And today is the Mentor Dueling Ladder, which was our attempt to try and even the playing field as much as possible. Now we all know a level 80 Mentor to level 10 is going to cream a natural level 10.
Oh, definitely.
But it was the closest that we could, level the playing field for everybody. So tonight is the Mentor Dueling Ladder, where they have two volunteers who bring out level 10 alts, and they sit in the corners, and they group with the two contestants who mentor down to them, and then beat each other's brains in.
Hmm.
That sounds like fun.
It does, actually. I haven't done any dueling since EverQuest 1. In EQ1, Jethel was undefeated in dueling. That is until those jerks gave the Shadow Knights pets. As soon as the Shadow Knights had pets, I was done for. That was it.
I'm sure there's got to be an excuse somewhere. So let's blame it on the Shadow Knight pets.
Well, you see, the Shadow Knights had Harm Touch, of course, and the pets had Harm Touch. Like, what the hell? This was a massively overpowered pet. But I remember my best duel. It lasted for 2 hours. And it ended,
wow.
And it ended with the other guy getting disgusted and leaving.
That's like watching a healer duel in EQ2.
Yeah. No, this guy got mad at me because I kicked him out of the Legion of Kithacor in EQ1. And he saw me waiting for a Lost Dungeons of Norrath group and decided he wanted to duel me and put me in my place. Now, I want to make mention here that I was like level 70. I mean, I was like level 65 and he was level 70. And he was a shaman. You don't mess with the shamans in EQ1. But I went all ranger on him. And when you go ranger on someone, you are not standing face to face with them. It was all hit and run.
I like that. I went all ranger on him.
I went ranger on his buttocks. And I just frustrated the crap out of him. I was just in and out of the trees. I kept him targeted. He did not have see invis up. So I disappear from his targeting window. He has no idea where I am. So I just kept playing in arrows at him. He kept healing himself. Not a problem. I just kept playing in arrows at him, and I never gave up, and he really never did any damage to me. So he finally just got frustrated. You know, called me a coward for hit and run. I'm like, well, you shouldn't have dueled a ranger. We are called rangers for a freaking reason.
No kidding.
And he got frustrated, left, and da-da-da-da, I won the two-hour duel.
What a champion.
Yes. Okay, so yeah, we got dueling going on. I guess a little bit later on, we have the High Pounce.
Yeah, if you ask me what that is, I'm going to have to look it up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that one up, too. I'm not quite sure what we're doing on the High Pounce. Let's see here. Events. There's nothing in the event calendar. Why isn't there anything in the event calendar? What about times? Ah, there we go. It's under times. Here we go. Tuesday, Mentor Dueling High Pounce Challenge. And it doesn't say what the High Pounce Challenge is.
Let me look in our event planners and see if I can find a description there.
All right. And that's going to happen, I guess, as soon as the dueling is done.
Yeah, we tried to give... we tried to get events as close together as possible, you know, while not having a lot of downtime between them, because people naturally get bored and wander away.
Right, right.
And we also tried to limit overlap, but, you know, it's inevitable. Things drag on, and we have had larger crowds than we even anticipated this year, which is saying something, because we were expecting big crowds. So,
well, you got big crowds.
Bear with us, folks.
Let's see here. You know, I can't remember the last time I did a slash who in Antonica and had it capped out.
Right. And yeah, we've been capped out for the last couple of days.
Good deal. Good deal.
It's nice to see, since most of the time nobody's in Antonica anymore except they're when they're running through.
I'd say we got a good 30, 40 people around the dueling area here. And that's just all that I can see, because I had to turn my settings all the way down just so I wouldn't lag out the broadcast here.
Yeah, I'd say probably quite a bit more. Maybe double that.
Excellent. All right. So, Clom, anything you want to tell us? Any deep, dark secrets? Any,
I'm not really an ogre.
You're a gnome on steroids, aren't you?
It's all the spider pie. It enhances natural growth.
That's it, folks. You heard it here live on the Jethel Silverwing Show online gaming radio. Clump from the Legacy of Honor is actually a gnome on spider pie steroids. Spindle has replied to me saying, lies, he is an ogre. Low Kick happens to think that your rhino is going to eat him. All right. Eloquent, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're being awfully quiet there. That's all right.
I'm selling dresses.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, how is your mercantile skills coming?
Good, good. Everybody seems to want some, you know, festival clothes to be festival.
All right.
Can't beat getting them from a master craftsman.
That's right. You have your, do you have the,
cloak?
Yeah, you have the cloak, right?
And the earring. Yeah.
And the earring. She is a master craftsman. Doing the tailoring there, and your alt crematorium has the carpentry mastery, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you need anything built or sewn together, go see Elkman. So if you want your own boat...
Wait a second. We haven't gone into aquatics yet.
Yeah, true. Okay. So, people are buying... I remember last year I tried going around and selling arrows. I thought maybe people would like arrows as, say, made by Jethel. But apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want one of those? Clump doesn't even shoot arrows, so that was a rhetorical question.
That's all right. I understand.
I tried buying a dress from Elkwin Jenna, but...
Did it like fit your toe?
She said, yeah, it wouldn't fit, so...
I mean, you could still buy a dress from Elkwin. It would just, you know, be a toe warmer for you.
I could make them bigger.
Wear it as a hat.
Wear it as a hat. There you go. All right.
It's unfortunate that ladies' dresses turn out looking like suits on the gentlemen.
Yeah, I do think it would be rather humorous to start having cross dressers in Norrath. That would be very interesting.
Well, let's see if we can hook that up. You're a man of influence, Mr. Silverwing.
Oh, Domino. I know she was in the channel earlier. Oh, I want...
Quit picking on her!
I want to bring up something to Domino, actually, that I thought of when I was redesigning my house.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's just an idea that I had. I don't know if it even is possible. I'm sure it is, but...
I believe naked dancing women is against...
No. Not naked...
Rating of game.
I would never suggest to Domino that I have a horde of naked dancing tear doll and fae in my house, you know, around my staging area, but... Of course, if it happens to show up. No. What I was actually suggesting for Domino... is walls. Why can't the carpenters make walls? Different kinds of walls. You know, like wood or something more pristine or maybe even stone. And do like, you know how you can do the holding down the control or the shift button, whatever it is, and use your scroll and make something go up and down? Well, how about a wall that you can change the height, you know, to fit the... To fit the particular room that you're in. I think that would be an okay idea.
Ooh, Aleva, uh-huh. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, said, or those monk dojo walls, those like paper walls that slide.
Oh, there are?
No. She said, or what about those?
Oh, yeah, that would be good too. I think that's a pretty decent idea. Brass from the Crushbone server, of course from thebrass.com, is suggesting walls made out of beer bottles. Oh, excuse me. Allergy season kind of snuck up on me there.
What? Did you say beer bongs?
Beer bottles. for the drunken dwarves out there.
Wouldn't that really raise the house count up fast? 99 bottles of beer on the wall.
I've actually just gotten 5 or 6 tells just in the last few seconds here saying that that was a great idea. I do have ideas once in a while. Well, then again, I have ideas all the time. It's just not all of them are, too great. So let's see what we got going on.
So have you guys participated in any of the events?
I have not. I really haven't had time. Unfortunately, real life... I know. Real life has really taken a toll on me lately. Last year, I was invited to be, I got a special invite saying, please be part of the archery tournament. And unfortunately, I logged in, as it was half over. So, I just missed it. So, when is it this year? Archery. That's tomorrow night.
I logged in tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 8 Eastern, which would mean 5 Pacific, I'm going to be at work. So I'm not going to be able to do it. Although Dufu, my famous drunken dwarf, will be part of the Find the Drunken Dwarf event, which is taking place 10 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. That is 7 p.m. Pacific time. Dufu, the drunken dwarf, will be there, and I'm not quite sure what it's going to involve. I think someone's going to lead him around, and you're supposed to find him with clues or something like that. I don't know. I wasn't part of last year's.
It's classic.
But yes, I will be in Antonica on Thursday, and you'll have to find the drunken dwarf! And Cheez-It will not be joining us. He was a naughty little Tatanga, and he's doing chores. Spilled my ale! Can't spill the ale.
Okay. We're going to take a little bit of a break.
Do
here.
The drink.
What's that?
Do the drink, Sam.
Do the drink, Sam. I'll just take a drink. Cheez-It! Bring my ale! Oh, thank you very much. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff!
Oh, that's horrifying.
Grimwell hates that noise.
I know.
I don't know. I got it from Sam Kinison. That was just the drinking noise that he used to make during his act.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I have been... plugging this as going to be a live concert here on Online Gaming Radio, and yes, I think it's time that I performed a few songs live, and we'll give Clump a little break from the barrage of questions here. So let's see here. I got a few songs lined up. So let's see here. Da-da-da-da. No, I... Why in the world is this here? I can't do that live. Any song that I have to use Cheez-It's voice to sing, I can't do live. It's not a good idea.
Kick him, Al Quinn. And I'll bet he'll be able to do it.
Hey! And I can't. He's all the way upstairs.
Oh, I don't see Naomi. I don't think Den Mom's on. I'll wait till Den Mom shows up to do the Den Mom song. Let's see here. I'm going to find something that I do rather easily so I don't destroy my voice in the first hour. That would suck. Lyrics. Yes, I do have to look at my lyric sheets. I've got... over 100 songs on the site. I can't remember them all off the top of my head. I'm sorry. Let me stop my background music. Clump and Elquin, if you want to turn off your mics. There we go. And you can go ahead and turn on Online Gaming Radio. You can go to onlinegamingradio.com, click Listen Live, and turn off my background music, and we'll get the performance going here. There we go. Background music is off. And I think we're going to do a little Spirit of the Wolf. That sounds good. My guild is raiding. I'm running behind. Roll call is finding a ranger beside. We're live, folks. This is a live performance. They're wanting silver, druids, shamans alike. Running my feet, hope I make it in time. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, Sugenyas or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. Running through forests, weaving through trees. Got stabbing pain shooting through my knees. Your horse is great, your carpet is nice. I lost my savings to goblins with dice. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sandgrass or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. Of the Wolf, Spirit of the Wolf. Climbing up cliffs, my raid leader's miffed. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, thief, go, through sandglass or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. I'm bleeding and pale, hoping on the trail. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, ice, or snow. I need Spirit of the Wolf. I'm rolling bombs, I'm moving slow. In time, perhaps it's a sign. I need Spirit of the Wolf. And we're going to continue on with the Plain of Fear song. As soon as it changes over. There we go. It's raining blood! I've never done this one live. I kind of hope I don't mess it up.
The tension is rising. We're buffed and ready to go. According to our leader,
hey, what's he saying?
Fear's the place to go.
Alright!
So tonight after we pack, leave the safety of our homes. The loot and sights that we want to see.
Oh, what's that?
Hey, it's time to zone.
Let's do it!
What the hell? It's raining blood!
Oh my god!
In the plain of fear!
Better run! It's a nightmare! We're gonna get our heads bashed in.
It's raining blood. Oh my God.
In the plain of fear. Terror, fright, dread, hazing, fool, haunting visions coming.
Eyes in the trees, they're looking at you.
What the hell are we doing?
Great leader's getting his head unscrewed. Yeah, we look at it from every angle. And it's pretty grim.
Oh, my!
Better get your affairs in order.
Because we're gonna die. It's raining blood.
Wait a minute, I'm already drunk.
In the plain of fear.
It's too scary for me even when I'm
it's
drunk.
It's raining blood.
I'm freaking out.
Okay, guys, come on, we gotta get out of here.
To the zone. Come on, Cosworth.
Come on, Cheesy.
Look out!
All right, one more live, then we're gonna get back to the interviews. Time for a little trip down to Lava Storm.
He went that way!
He's coming from behind us!
Hey, hey!
Hook! Hey! Hook! Hey! Hook! Hey!
Hook! Doing Brits in Lava Storm, they came on like a swarm. Rock pickers, crusaders, harvest stores. Steamy and hot, gonna give it all I got. Spell cast a sword slashing, ready or not.
Hey!
Stun them and daze them, been fighting all night. Call them all, beat them all, left and right. Look out, slaverers, phone callers too. Line them up for the dance, anyone will do.
Hey!
Well, come on! We took a wrong turn, getting jumped.
We bagged them all, whore.
I hear the cleric shouting, get this goblin off me. We need some crowd control.
Get this goblin off me.
Hope this is getting old.
Get this goblin off me.
Cause I've had enough. Ranger hit it, escape to the bell. The situation's going straight to hell.
Hey!
Huh!
Hey!
Huh!
Hey!
Huh!
Cunning red, cunning yellow, cunning dark dew. A nasty little goblin coming after you. Get your sword, wiggle fingers, call lightning from above. Blow them all to hell, it's what we love.
Yes, what we love.
Gotta buff a little, med a little, scout a little more. They're sneaking up behind us, come and kick me to the floor. Heroic opportunities, kick them in the teeth. Don't get them next time, we'll be back next week.
Next week.
Pass.
It's on my leg!
Get it off! We need some crowd control! Oh, this is getting old!
Ugh,
it's hot! I burn my feet! I'm out of food! Out of drink, yeah! Around a volcano with lava strength. Hey, is she passed out?
She looks bad to me.
Well, I'm hot.
Hot.
cooking like a roast beef. How's about some ice cream? Do you like Goblin? But they sure like you. Hang around town, getting jobs. We hang around. Alrighty, and we are back live. Well, we have been live the entire time. Clump, Elkwin, you can turn on your mics again.
Woo! Yay!
I thought I was going to backup sing for you, but I decided against it.
Oh, you chicken.
Well, you know, the problem with that is, you know, Skype, there is a delay when you talk with Skype. So if you would try to backup sing with me, it wouldn't have turned out very well. You would have been
But it sure would have been funny.
It would have been funny, but you would have been terribly off time, and not to mention the fact that not only the delay with Skype, but also the delay with the broadcast. So you would be listening over the online gaming radio broadcast, and you'd be like 5-6 seconds behind me.
I know. I noticed that. I turned on my media player, and because I was wondering what the hell you were singing to.
Yeah, so I started singing before you were hearing the music, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Actually, the way I have it set up, you can't hear the backup music until it actually plays over the broadcast.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
So while I was enjoying those rather hysterical songs, I got a tell from Femme, who wanted me to remind you that... you and I are both obligated to be the victims, I mean volunteers, for the mage tourney.
Actually, the mage tournament is going to be happening while I'm at work.
Oh, no.
Let's see here. Yeah, the... where is it? Mage tournament. Mage tournament starts at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which means 5 p.m. Pacific time. I'm going to be at work, so
you
I'm not
going to find somebody to possess Jethel's body.
Yeah, we had talked about that, and I don't know if she gave me the wrong time when we were talking or whatnot, or maybe I thought she was talking Pacific time and she was actually talking Eastern time. But I'm not going to be able to do this.
Maybe Elkwin can.
When?
It would be 5 o'clock our time.
Yeah, I can think I can go run your body out to get blasted away.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it'll be worth it.
No. The thing was, I was supposed to be mezzed. Not mezzed. People were supposed to read my future.
Any number of things may happen to us, Lord.
Well, that doesn't sound as fun.
I know. You can bring Cheez-It out. Bring Cheez-It out for that. Is someone getting attacked by a bear? Or I should say a bear just got attacked by someone. That's all right. Yes. Brass, unfortunately, Jethel does work in real life. How I wish I was just a man of leisure and could just be waited on hand and foot by Elkwin, but no.
I do my best.
But you haven't won that lottery yet, have you? I ordered you over a year ago to win the lottery.
I'm sorry, I keep forgetting to buy tickets.
See? So it's not that it's, you know, overwhelming numbers, stuff like that, but she hasn't bought the tickets. I see how it is. I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
I'm sorry.
All right.
More dresses for sale.
Why don't you just be like, God, I can't think of the character's name now.
I've got ladies lined up out here waiting. I mean, I attend to each one of them personally.
Yeah, you can be that guy in Oliver, you know, trying to sell Oliver off. I have a dress for sale.
Oh.
Come on, sing for the crowd. Dress for sale.
Passion. I have an outfit that would look good for Clump.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Let me see if I can dig these out. This is not... I'm learning that this is not easy.
What isn't easy?
The whole process. You see, I have them all sorted in my sacks.
Uh-huh.
And where I'm done with a tier, I use the filament to mark that tier so I know that everything above that filament that I'm using... you know, what to charge just for the fuel. And I've made like two of everything, but you know, I'm trying to remember the colors just by looking at the names and remembering if the suitor, the men's outfit is the same as the girls if you put them on or not, so I can put up the right ones for them to look at. It's like, oh my gosh.
Hmm.
Ah, this is work.
And I just want to say that if you want to buy a dress from Elkman, I'm going to do a shameless plug for Elkman here. She is not making a profit on this. She's just asking people to pay for the cost of the fuel. Is that true, Elkman, or are you, making a few, plaid on the side?
No. As a matter of fact... I had to use the broker to buy some harvest material because I didn't have enough for the higher tiers to do this right at that moment. So,
all right.
So it's my little sort of contribution.
All right. By the way, I will be singing live throughout the broadcast tonight. If anyone has any any requests. For me to either play or sing live, by all means, let me know, and I'll see what I can do. If it is something that I can sing live, I'll do it. If I simply can't, then I'll just play the original recording. There's a duck in front of me.
Wuss.
That was Quacker. Mm. Oh, God, Krellick wants me to do I Want That Rock.
That's a good one.
You really want to kill my voice, don't you? Oh, do I have that in my list here of stuff that I wanted to do tonight? Let's see. I suppose I can do I Want That Rock a little later on. Let me put it in my playlist. People love that rock, you know that? Of course, there's a great music video. Great music video by Elkman Jenna. It was your first video of mine, wasn't it?
I Want That Rock, yeah.
Elkman Jenna's first. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I want that rock. There we go. Now I can put it on my playlist. There we go. And we'll get to that at some point tonight. And Phylock is asking for Let Me Ding. It's another one I've never done live. Let's see. Let me ding. Let me ding.
I have a lot of songs to catch up on. You've been a busy ranger, Jethel.
I have released more songs in the last 5 years than Weird Al Yankovic has in the last 20. So, of course, nothing but respect and high props for Mr. Yankovic and his very powerful attorneys. Elvia is requesting Who Let the Gnolls Out. I don't know about that. It's one of those songs that I'm not too proud of. I've got a few songs out there that I'm just not real proud of, and that's one of them.
Ooh, tell us your secrets, Jethel. What are your least favorite, or the ones you're least proud of?
My least favorite songs.
Well, let's see. Who Let the Gnolls Out, of course, is right up there on the list. I was just, someone had mentioned it in the fan art forums on the official EQ2 forum page. A lot of people responded saying, "Yeah, Jethel, do Who Let the Gnolls Out." It was a giving into pressure type of writing a song, and meh. I'm just not thrilled with it. Here we go. I have Let Me Ding lined up. Or I should say I have Let It Be lined up. I have to. So let's see. What else am I not too proud of? Let Tenere In. Was a parody of a song that was originally done on the freaking Flintstones. I thought it would be cute. Nah. God, do we?
I don't think I've heard that one.
You don't want to, trust me.
Oh, but I do.
Delmon loves that song. Why he loves the song, the only reason I can possibly think of that he loves that song is because I hate it so much.
You'll have to play it tonight.
Okay, Aliva wants me to sing the World of Warcraft Sucks song. Oh, I don't know if I can. Let me see if I actually saved the instrumental of that one. It's not there. It's one of those things where I used a devocalizing program on an MP3. I don't think I actually saved the devocalized version of that. And that's one of those songs that just wouldn't be possible for me to do live. Rolian wants me to do Ranger's Paradise. I can always do that one. Roxy just sent me a tell saying that I am fancy. You are fancy. I don't think I'm fancy. Kind of dressed rather plainly, actually.
You remember that dude Fancy from EQ?
Oh, God, I remember him. Oh, if you're asking me if I am Fancy, no, I'm not. I can't remember what Fancy's deal was. What was it?
I think it was like, Go-Go Team Good or something like that. He would, he's just a notorious griefer.
Okay, well, Delmon and people like that wants me to do Poetry in Motion, so I'll put that on the playlist as well. I can easily do that one. Which, of course, is the Monk song. And Xanadai from EQ Tuesday, and also the Legion of Kithacor, stars in the music video, which can be found at kithacor.org. All my music parodies can be found at kithacor.org. All of Elquinjina's videos to my music can be found there as well. Oh! Hey, whoa, hold it! Who's dialing?
Whoops! My bad.
Clump's trying to dial up some buffs. I don't know what he's doing there. What was I looking for? Oh, Poetry in Motion, that's right. God, now I gotta find it. Poetry in Motion with backups, that's the one. Okay, put that on the playlist. Alrighty. So yes, we're going to have live singing. We're talking with Clump from the Legacy of Honor. Oh, Roxy tells me that they thought my clothing was fancy. Well, it's just a leather outfit, really. What am I wearing here?
One of Elquin's dresses, aren't you?
No.
I'm wearing a archaic tunic. When was the last time you heard something archaic being called fancy? That's okay. Let's see. I can actually link what I'm wearing in the OGR chat channel. Let's see here. Okay, tunic. Those. This. Yeah, I just wanted an outfit that no one else was wearing. And I had a great outfit made up. But then I saw that Phylok, the leader of Guardians of the Faedark, had almost the exact same outfit, so I had to change.
Is that why you were wearing Elquin's dress?
I was wondering why I got all starched out in funny places.
Don't make me destroy you.
Luke and laugh. Luke and laugh.
Oh, you want me to do a Luke and laugh now? Okay, Luke and laugh. There. That was Luke and laughing. Delmon, don't make me slap you around. Delmon's telling me I'm a little dandy boy. Wonderful. Okay.
That's actually quite an accurate description. I couldn't have put it better.
Do I have to betray the Freeport and start massacring everyone in the Claymore Coalition?
Don't hate the truth.
All right. I'm going to sing more songs. Why? Because I can. And people want me to. So I'm going to sing, so you guys turn off your mics. So we don't get any, you know, weird things going on. I'll do a few songs here. Let's see. We're going to do that one. People asked for that one, so I'll do that one next. And then that one. Well, we're going to start with my newest song that I debuted last week on the show. Parody of Naughty Naughty by John Parr. Turn off my background music there. Parody of Naughty Naughty by John Parr. This is Cyber Saxon. I got my pants round my ankles. The girl been sleeping. Gotta keep it low. Clicking keyboard does the talking. My LCDs softly glow. Then I see, honey, did you wanna broadcast this? I couldn't believe my eyes.
How I caught you in cyber sex.
But this was not the first time. Wrong channel texting. My friend's gonna grill me. Flush and dizzy. My girl will kill me. One-handed felon. A cyber sex Miss Helen guy. Flirting, dancing. My mojo working. My one hand typing. Working slow. Then someone shouting at me. Well, there's some things he didn't need to know. Then I see,
honey, did you want us broadcast this?
I couldn't believe my eyes.
I caught you in cyber sex.
This was not the first time.
I knew he's gonna go fly. Cyber sex in.
Wrong channel texting. My friend's gonna. Kill me. Oh, why? With your laptop up and your boxers down. Working till the rise of the sun. A mist has sent your cred into crud. A cyber sex mist telling guy.
Whoa.
Ah, son of a...
No, I'm sorry.
No, don't. Just go back to sleep.
Why are you up so late?
Just something that happened in game. That's
it
all.
Again.
No, we were on this dragon.
Doing it again.
Don't
who
you
is she?
Oh.
Honey, did you want to broadcast this?
I couldn't believe my
newbie's gonna go fly. Cyber sexing.
Wrong channel texting. My friend's gonna grill me. Kill me!
Cyber Sex, Miss Helen Guy.
Cyber Sex him.
Wrong channel texting. My friend's gonna grill me.
Martian Disney. Cyber Sex him.
All right, let's get ready for the next one here. There we go. By request, I want that rock.
Well, I want that rock.
Oh, okay.
I want that rock.
Rock.
I want that rock.
Rock.
I'm mining rock.
Rock.
I want that rock!
Rock!
Harvesting golden ore! All I've got to do is get that note before the gas, so let's go!
Go!
Go, 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 go! Says that I stole his claim! I got my stone! He's a whiny little baby show! No!
No!
No, 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 no! So if you like to mine, I like the way I do it! Get your pick out, swing it, or I'll get it before you. I want that rock.
Rock.
I want that rock.
Rock.
I'm mining rocks.
Rock.
I want that rock.
Rock.
Smelting iron and tin can make some meter on a man's swords that'll hit him in the nose.
No.
No, 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 no. Selling my ore today, people pay the big bucks. I'm making all the silver and the gold.
Gold,
gold, gold, gold, gold. Ha ha! Cruising through the tears, just a pick of rocks and gold veins. Gotta get there quick, or I'll get it before you. I want that rock.
Rock.
Yeah, I want that rock.
Rock.
I'm mining rocks.
Rock.
Well, I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
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 I want that rock!
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 I'm mining rocks!
Rock!
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 I want that rock!
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 Hey!
Rock!
There's another rock! This isn't as easy as it sounds, folks. I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
Rock!
I'm mining rocks!
Rock!
Now I've got an itch on my back! I want that rock!
Rock!
I want that rock!
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 I want that rock!
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 Mining rocks!
Rock!
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 I want that rock!
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 I want that rock!
And by the way, Clump was in that video. You can see it at kitthecore.org. And now to slow things down, a little Let Me Ding. By request. Never done this one live. Let's see what I can do here.
Well, at 5 o'clock, a Saturday morning, haven't slept a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level. Let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto, follow and got stuck in a tree. My tune's dead, can't rest now, let me ding. Hear the ding, well just a peep. Getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding.
The
dregs and bitter blooms of the fear on. Turn the tables and come at me. Bugs and snakes, they bite me. Let me ding. When the sun, it rises over the docks that lead out to the sea. I cry out words of anger. Let me ding. Hear the ding. Just a peep, zonking out, counting sheep, getting silly and restless, let me ding. Whoa, hear the ding, just a peep, getting tired, I've gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding. Guitar solo! Oh, let me ding. Let me ding, my eyes having trouble focusing. It's 7 a.m., I haven't been to bed, let me ding. Just a few more mobs to kill or turnings from collecting. It's gotta be it, I'm dying here, let me ding. I got down on my knees and did pray to now ensure to answer me. Or have I finally lost it? Let me ding! Let me ding! I've gotta sleep! My goldfish is plotting to kill me. I can see my parents' tan lines. Let me ding! Well, let me ding! Hallucinating! My Coke can collection can really sing! My cat is doing the backstroke! Let me ding! Let me ding, oh, let me ding! Reality is leaving me! It's 9 a.m., I'm late for work! Ah, come on! Let me ding!
Okay, that's enough for that performance here. Let me turn my echo off here. And Clump and Elkman can come back, and I'll turn on my background.
Yay!
There we go. You know, I don't think I've actually sang that song since I recorded it the first time.
Really?
That's a good one. I don't think I've heard it before.
My God, man, you are behind. I did that one like 3 years ago.
I haven't heard all of yours. You have like 8 million songs, man.
Go down to kithacore.org, click on audio video.
Did things move to the Windstalker Village already?
Well, I think people left while I was singing. God.
Yeah, the dueling...
I chased them all away.
The dueling contest is over, and if I'm not mistaken, our winner tonight was Kosovos. Somebody send me a tell if I'm mistaken. I see no tells. Congratulations, Kosovos, our dueling champ.
All right. Kosovos, winner. I was supposed to plug something here. Let me go back to the Festive Unity website here. Where is this? Dun, 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 dun. Oh, there we go. On Saturday, the 7th of June, at 6 p.m. Eastern, that's 3 p.m. Pacific time, there will be
a romantic auction.
Let me turn up my bass a little bit there.
A romantic auction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Your auction has no honor.
No, sorry. So we're going to have a auction for party dates.
Yeah, that's actually, it's sort of a combination of several events that will go in sequence with each other. We've got a parade right before that where we're basically taking anyone and everyone just to make as big of a parade, as big of a production as we can, shooting fireworks off, making a lot of noise, basically taking over the zone and walking from the Cold Wind Lighthouse all the way up through to Windstalker Village. And we're all going to walk, so it's going to be slow, it's going to be cool, and it's going to be huge.
Now that's a different path than what you took last year.
I think it's the same.
I actually remember last year's, the final
Well, did you go the all the way
parade?
Around?
We went up between the two towers and down that path, and then we came up from the south to Windstalker Village.
Right.
And I'm the parade is Drakale and Lissari from Green Council. They're coming up with the route for that. If they're just doing the same as last year, I'm not sure. Riald, our joust winner, will be leading that parade for us.
And
then directly
one...
following. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, and then I'll go.
Directly following that is that auction, because what we're going to do in Windstalker, when we get everybody there, we're going to have kind of the wind down, the closing ceremonies, and you know everybody thanking everybody for what a great time, and then we're going to have kind of an after party. So right before the after party, we're going to have this auction for party dates for that after party. So it turns out really good. It'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, so the people being auctioned off are not like, you know, a sex slave for the night or anything like that, are they?
No, that would be a little against the spirit of our family-friendly little festival.
Gotcha.
Yeah, this is not Nariak.
And just so people know, you know, as a nice segue into this, you know, talking about sex slaves, and then talking about Jethel will be up for auction. And,
oh, yeah?
And Elkman Jenna is not allowed to bid on him.
That's fine. I'm going to be up for auction, too.
Ooh.
And I don't think anybody has enough plat to buy me. I'm a level 80 ranger. I'm a master tailor. You know, you can't go wrong with me. I hunt well. I track well.
And I even hear that this ranger can read, Jethel.
Well, that's
I'm
all
very
fun.
Well read. I have a large library. I mean, even Clump would drool over my books. You'll have to come to my house sometime, Clump, and check out my new library setup. It's rather large.
But, you know, Clump drooling over your books, is that because, you know, he would love your books or because he's an ogre?
Both.
Oh, okay.
But for the parade, I was going to say, this year, you know, everybody really should make an effort to stick with your group instead of trying to get to the head of the line.
I wasn't trying. I was on auto. I put myself on auto run, but I was walking. I just happened to be, you know, less lagged out than everyone else, and I ended up at the front of the line.
You trounced us.
Next thing I know, you're pushing your way up through the parade because nobody else is staying in place. And
well, I think it was not my fault. Everyone else was too slow.
The scout run speed boost.
That could
even
be
if
it.
You're walking, it applies. So that's definitely something that we'll need to.
Yes, make sure that Spirit of Wolf is off. Make sure the pathfinding is off.
And we'll have to do a little bit because different mounts have different run speeds and it affects their walk speed. So we'll still do a little adjusting. But if everyone just kind of auto-follows the person in front of them, it'll take care of itself. But we'll see. I'm sure it'll work out a little better. Won't have Jethel running everyone over.
Get out of my way! No, that's it. I can bring the drunken dwarf and he can be like, oh, get out of my way! I'm a dwarf! And I'm drunk! I think Brass ought to come. Brass and Dwarf walking down. Brass and Doofu. They make a great couple, don't they?
Holding hands, picking flowers.
Nah, more like, you know, brewing ale.
holding hands, brewing ale, same thing.
Yes. Now, as for the differences between, you know, trying to pick up Elquin at the auction and trying to get Jethel, well, yes, you have all these skills and you're a level 80 ranger and stuff like that, but I'm Jethel.
And, but, well...
I'm the Jethel.
He carves his name into his arrows.
I do, but... actually. Okay, so where is everyone? I found a few people here.
You gotta head to Windstalker.
Yep, I'm at Windstalker. And what are we doing? The High Pounce? Is that it? The High Pounce? Let's see here. And people are going to be, what, diving off a cliff?
Yes, there is a summoned spirit wolf that's going to be down at the bottom. And people are going to leap off and try to hit the spirit wolf.
Oh, I see. So it's another target then. All right. Very good. Well, I wish everyone participating in this luck, and we'll be announcing the winner. normally I cut off at 9, but what the heck, we're just going to stick with this until we have a winner. Got the hiccups all of a sudden. I'm not drinking real ale here people. It's...
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Are you trying to convince us or yourself?
Let's see here. Oh, you know, folks, here on the Gentle Silverwing Show, we do cover professional wrestling. We had an interesting event happen this weekend. That's something that I'm very upset about. Although, if the news that I'm reading about the event, the background of the event, is true, then it's completely understandable. But The Undertaker has retired from professional wrestling.
It's just so hard to believe.
Yep. You know, the Undertaker, apparently, from sites that I visited today, you know, I was trying to get to the bottom of this. You know, is he just taking another... You know, every once in a while, he'll take like a month off and then come back. I wanted to see, you know, is this the same thing going on? Is he just going to show up on Raw or something like that? But no, they've taken him off the roster on WWE.com this time. And according to sites that I've visited, apparently he's been having a lot of hip problems. Apparently he's been having a lot of hip problems that has been bothering him for the last year or so. And it looks like he may be going in for surgery. And once you've had, you know, a hip replacement or something like that, it's over. You can't do sports anymore. So that's, and that's it. But yes, just as Yoshiyuki on the Kithakura server just said, at least his WrestleMania streak is unbroken. That's right, he retired at 16-0. And I think that's also why he won at WrestleMania this year, because he was planning on the retirement, and he wanted the belt one more time before he left. So, I'm upset by this. I've been a big Undertaker fan since he arrived in, I believe it was 1992 or 93 in the Survivor Series. Yeah, I'm not happy.
I was crying earlier before the show. It was rather sad.
Hmm. Someone's suggesting that maybe The Undertaker would go into acting. He's tried that, actually. He's been in a couple of movies. And it just doesn't work. Ooh.
Certainly there are films out there that need big, enormous goons. I'm sure he can do the goon part.
Well, actually he did. In Richard Pryor's movie called Moving, he was one of the movers. So he did play a goon. Domino is right in front of me dancing away. Hello, Domino. Oh, yeah. Windstalker Village, what they've done here, it looks great.
And they also did it twice because Nobrin did it over the weekend, and they had an update today. Weird. And he did it again.
Oh my gosh.
What?
He's a busy little gnome.
Oh yeah, this looks great. This is definitely different than it was last night. Last night, of course, they had it all set up for the poetry reading contest.
I haven't even seen it yet. Let me get down there.
Yeah, it looks really nice. You did a great job. Again, our hats off to the development team and the support team and all those people involved in getting us set up for the Festival of Unity. All these great props and tents and some crap little books. Of course, Domino's right here. Checking out Domino, little halfling, right in front of Jethel.
So, Clump, what do you think of Pink?
Pink?
Yes.
Pink. I think.
Pink.
I think if I ever wear pink, I have to call it salmon. Isn't that a man rule?
Well, try this on before you run over me.
No running over the Elquin. I don't want to have to scrape her off the ground.
So what do you think of that?
The rosy winter dusk. Okay, let me try it on.
Try it on.
Oh my, that is pink.
What do you think?
there's no mistaking that for salmon.
Can we get you into one of those?
I think with enough coaxing and enough promises of spider pie, I think Clump could definitely.
I'll give you some spider pie if you wear it now.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, God, I got to turn on my high-res models for this. Let's see here. Da, 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 da. Model details. Clump's all dressed out in pink and purple.
He looks good.
Hey. Nobody takes screenshots. This should not be immortalized.
I think it looks great. Jethel, take pictures. Take pictures.
Your little Rotunga's giggling at you.
Oh, and please don't do Soga if you're gonna do it because that does make me cry.
No.
You're normal.
No, I do like some of the Soga models, but definitely not the ogres. But yes, I do.
Yeah, I like some.
Although I do admit the Soga ogres are what the Asian community do think of ogres. I've watched enough anime to know that.
Yeah, they've struck me as just really exaggerated anime villains is what I get when I look at
I can
Soga
see
ogres with those. I don't know if you've looked up close. They've got these crazy little eyebrow horns going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're just, and those foreheads are terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aleva's saying that you look like Klingons, and yes.
They are. They're Norath's Klingons. They're horrifying.
They're Klingons, but yet they have no honor.
And they don't strike me as, the Soga body of them, they're very anime, in my opinion. They're slim. They're athletic. They're not
at
all what I imagine
Klingon
ogres to be. Ogres are supposed to be these, you know, thick, fat, heavy, just bastions of war. So I wouldn't imagine these like big green samurai looking dudes to fit the bill.
Now, honestly, if you could have like curly long hair, I think you'd look like Andre the Giant. And, you know, when I think ogre, I think Andre the Giant.
Yeah, and I have to talk like my tongue fell asleep.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Clump!
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Wait a minute. Wait, I got to put some echo on that. Clump!
Yeah, that's it.
Clump's the man.
Hey, can we trade these? Because I want to see this on Jethel.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, sorry.
Yep, you can trade them.
Real men wear pink.
Okay, we're back. Sorry about that, folks. Let me do a shout here. There we go. No, I am not putting on a pink outfit. Because I don't need those kind of screenshots showing up.
Oh, he took it off. Chicken.
So, yeah, sorry about that, folks. I did lose a stream for a little bit. It does happen when, you know, we're trying to process this much. I told you no, I don't want the outfit. I'm going this way. I'm going away now. I'm going to go up on top of the aqueduct and jump.
Eek. You know I can't get Fat Boy up there.
Oh, that's right. You can't go on the aqueduct. I just kind of got deflected off of it. So it's now 8:30, and I think we're pretty close to getting started on the high pounce. So if I'm getting this correctly, you are not at Fem's house anymore, Clump?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I have, right, we just moved into a new house. Okay.
I was going to say, if you were there, you could ask her if they're ready to get started. So I believe she's running this event.
This is run by Arbreth.
Oh, Arbreth is doing this one. All right. Arbreth was a guest on the show a few weeks back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I just asked them in our planning channel.
Okay. And, of course, Arbreth spent a lovely evening in the hot tub with Jethel. It took me a week and a half to get all the Karen hair out of there. And okay, so let's see here. So coming up, we're going to have more live singing. I think I'm going to pick some songs that might be a little easier on my voice.
Ta-da!
Doing I Want That Rock was not a great idea for me. And let's see here. I can do Poetry in Motion. That's no problem. I was planning on doing The Mentor, which is a parody of The Gambler. I can do that one easily enough. I think I'm going to take I Love Hunting Knowles out of there, because that's just a little strenuous, and I want to save my voice as much as possible. I already did these three, so let's take them off the list. Here we go. So I'm going to do some... Coming up, we're going to do Castle Mistmore, The Mentor, and Poetry in Motion. Of course, if you have any other songs that you want me to sing tonight, send tells, put it in the OGR chat channel, however you want to do it. And if I'm capable of doing it live on the air, I will.
Did you already put a plug in for Skyheart, who's out here selling beautiful roses?
That's
silver,
right.
Gold ones.
Find Skyheart.
Pretty, she's around here somewhere.
Pretty little fake.
I'm sorry,
girl.
I'm busy dressing a customer right now.
That's fine. Oh, she's right in front of me, actually. Come see Skyheart. Pretty little Faye here. Legion of Kithakor. She got a pink dress on. She's selling silver and gold roses, which I think are just great. I have a few in my house. See if I can hit the right icon here without gating myself back. There we go. I just want to shamelessly plug myself in the zone there. So let's see. What else can I do here? The beer song? Angela Correa wants the beer song. Beer song? Do I have a beer song? Or, oh, Braille's Magic Keg. I think that's what she's talking about there. I'll say the beer song. What? Sorry, I wasn't prepared to do a Real Men of Norath. The Real Men of Norath. Actually, you know what? I think I need to take a break. Stepping into the room next to my bedroom here sounds really good right now, for a few minutes anyway. What was I looking for? Braille's Magic Keg. There it is. I'll put that on the playlist. Braille's Magic Keg will be sang. And let's see here. Let's get some Real Men of Norath in there. Clump, what's your favorite Real Men of Norath? Or you're just not a fan and you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Oh, I love your Real Men of Norath.
Okay.
My favorite is the Cybersex one.
All right. Cybersex Mistel, which is what I based which of course is what I based the new song on. So I'll get that lined up. So Cybersex Mistel. Elquin, what's your favorite?
You know which one my favorite is. Ooh, he's gonna think about it now.
For the Real Men of Norath?
What? My favorite Real Man of Norath?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
The one where he rides off into the pit of Minotaur.
The suicide dive.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
And that was actually a real event, actually. So I was doing a writ out in Steamfont. I was doing a writ out in Steamfont. Some guy recognized my name, came up to me, and, you know, said hi and tried to rescue me from something I didn't really need to be rescued from. He turned around and dove straight into a pit filled of heroic-leveled minotaurs and died instantly. It was great. And while I'm taking a little bio break here, I will also set up the Cheez-It training. Because those are really funny. I like those. So let's see. Combat. There we go. Okay, so yeah, we're going to take a little bit of a break here, and then we're going to come back with more live singing, and we're going to be live with Clump, Jethel, and Elquinjana, and we're going to talk more about this high pounce where people are going to dive off a cliff toward a ghost wolf. So, people participating, just remember, it's a spirit.
Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of Norath.
Real Men of Norath.
Today we salute you, Mr. Accidentally Mistel Cybersex and Guildchat.
Mr. Accidentally Mistel Cybersex and Guildchat.
On this special day we learned a lesson, and that lesson is, take it to a private channel. We didn't need to know that much about your private life.
Speaking of private,
you've been caught with your pants down, your hand in the cookie jar, tossing the gnome, shaving the Karen, slapping the orc, greasing the troll.
Did you keep it to yourself?
And even though you've scarred your guildmates for life, gloated in the knowledge that a guy playing a video game for 40 hours a week can still get some tail.
Aw, man, she's a dude.
So hold your head up high. You've got charm, you've got charisma, and apparently you have a fetish for Ratonga smeared in peanut butter. Mysterious Ranger Productions is not associated with us. Mysterious Ranger Productions presents The Real Men of Norath.
Real Men of Norath.
Today we celebrate you, Mr. Accidentally Suicide Dives in Heroic Camps.
Mr. Accidentally Suicide Dives in Heroic Camps.
In an act of heroic vigor, you selflessly rode in to save the day, turned with a wave, and rode into the sunset.
You know the chicks dig a hero.
Unfortunately, between you and that sunset was a 30-foot drop and a crater filled with minotaurs who looked at you as if you were doused with barbecue sauce.
Who brought the coleslaw?
Your one moment of heroism and a bad sense of direction just bought you a one-way ticket to the wrong end of a digestive tract.
Thought they smelled bad on the outside.
You've shown chivalry, you've shown class, but you've just been shown the gold star tore of a minotaur's colon. And that, my friend, is something that chicks just don't dig.
It's a suicide dive.
everyone. This is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Due to the amount of dangerous situations I've been getting into lately, Dwarf and Jethel think it's about time I learned how to defend myself a little. So, I'm here in training to learn all about the basics of combat.
Welcome to your first day of training, young Watonga. Here, you will learn the basics of fighting.
Uh-huh.
Remember to hold your sword firmly.
Yes, sir.
As if it were an extension of your own body. Your weapon is your life.
Yes, sir.
Always treat her with respect.
Yes, sir.
Keep her clean and sheathed when not in use.
Yes, sir.
Do you find something funny, young Watonga?
No, sir.
Am I here for your entertainment?
No, sir.
Do you think I'm some kind of comedian?
No, sir.
Don't you like comedians, young Watonga?
Yes, sir.
Don't you wet your pants when you hear Carlos Mencia do a joke?
No, sir. Carlos Mencia rips off other comedians, some who are dead and gone, so he can gain a profit from their own hard work.
Good answer, soldier. I like you.
Well, thank you, sir. I like you, too.
Now, let's get to combat.
Yes, sir.
Okay, young Watonga, first thing, give me your weapon.
Yes, sir. Here you are, sir.
No! You never give up your weapon in combat! All right, young Watonga, first things first, hold your weapon!
Yes, sir!
Okay, change your position just a little bit here!
Like this?
Fingers like that, there you are!
Oh, yes,
you
sir!
You are now ready for combat!
Woo!
Does it feel good, Watonga?
Yes, sir!
Do you feel comfortable with that weapon in your hand?
Yes, sir!
Are you ready to kill?
Kill!
Are you ready to kill?
Stabby!
My other leg!
No.
Stop!
Oh.
What are you doing?
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, the blood!
Stabby!
No! Someone don't just stand there!
Oh.
Get that blade away from him!
Stabby!
What are you people staring at? Call a cleric! Why won't you stop?
How'd the class go?
Don't ask, just run!
What?
There he is! Get him!
Run!
Oh, what did
Don't
you
worry,
do?
Everyone. This is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Well, here we go again, trying to find the class that suits me best. And today I'm broadcasting from the emergency room, or ER, here in Antonica General Trauma Unit.
Move, rookie! Move!
Ooh, looks like we have an IBS to the chest.
IBS?
It's an iron bastard sword. We get about a dozen of them a night. Now move!
Oh, my God!
Come on, Cheez-It. Stay with me now. We're going to get this guy healed up real quick and get him back in the raid in no time.
Listen up, okay? There's only two types of healers in NORAD. There's the good and the dead. And right now, you're looking like your own life support. Now move!
Holy crap! Is that?
Yep. That's his small intestine.
Well, what'd you take that out for?
Oh, just to f*** with you. Now move!
Oh, my
All
God.
Right, baby. Why don't you go check in Trauma 2, see if they need you in there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, just go on.
Okay. Okay, I'm going. Man, this is rougher than I thought.
Oh.
Hello, sir. I'll be seeing you this evening. What seems to be the...
Watonga! Not you! Why are you here? You're here to stab me again, aren't you? Someone get the Watonga away from me! Sergeant!
What's going on here? Come on now! Come on! Watonga, go! Go! Go then! Now move!
Oh, this isn't turning out good at all. Not good at all. Okay, calm down. Calm down. You're here to heal. You're here to make a difference. Hello there, sir. I'm here to... Let's check your chart here. I'm here to give you a shot.
Give you a shot. Well, all right.
And then you can get on your way and back to your raid.
How does that sound? Yeah, it sounds good, man. I want to get back to my raid and get my fat loot.
Fat loot's always good, sir. Okay, let's go ahead and give you the shot. Let me find the needle. Oh, here it is.
Oh, that's an awfully big needle. You sure I need all that?
I'm sure you do.
Okay, you're the doctor.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You ready? Here we go.
Oh, my butt, man!
Wait a minute!
Stop!
Stop!
No!
Oh, no!
No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No! No
on? Well, I seem to be really messing up this combat training thing. Well, Jethro thinks maybe I need to, you know, get away from the physical and maybe get into my mind a little bit. Maybe, you know, just getting away from the weapons and physical combat might be better. So, he's sending me to the Mage's Tower in South Kinos. And, I'm gonna try to learn magic! Magic!
Who are you?
Hi, I'm Cheez-It.
Yes, I received a scroll.
Oh, yes.
Master Silverwing saying you wish to learn the ways of magic. Yes, well, first thing, young Ratonga.
Yes.
We must see if you have the aptitude or the basic skills needed to become a conjurer of magic and magical things. Yes.
Yes, Mr.
Well,
Wizard.
First, come here, young Ratonga.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Don't call me that.
Sorry.
Please, young Ratonga, you must listen put your studies to memorization.
Yes, sir.
Too many of the young wizards and enchanters lately here in Norath have been relying too heavily on their spell books. How are you going to handle a spell book when you're fighting off orcs and gnolls and such?
I'll be attending there, Mr. Wizard, sir.
For the last time, please stop calling me Mr. Wizard.
Oh, sorry.
Now, the fighters, they rely on the primitive and crude means to solve their problems. Only the enlightened have the gifts and abilities to truly harness the phenomenal cosmic powers and use it for the benefit of Norath. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes, what is it?
What happened to Lachlan? Moving on.
Yes, but this is a very basic defensive spell. Let's see if you have the talent for using
it. What does it do? What does it do?
A young student.
What does it do?
It's used to disarm and stun your enemy.
Ooh.
First, you need to channel your mana into a focused stream using an object such as a wand. Wands are preferred because they have special enchantments for handling magical use.
I don't have one.
And have less likely chance of blowing up in your hand.
Blowing up?
Well, since you're beginning, anything will do. This is very much spell.
Anything? Okay, get it covered.
Silver. Yes, that will do very nicely.
Oh, good.
Okay. Now, good. Now then, my young student.
Yes, Mr. Wizard.
Concentrate. Feel the mana around you. Ooh. Yes, that's it. Now, picture in your mind the mana flowing into your body.
Ooh, little sparklies, I see.
Down your arm. And collecting into your hand.
My hand is sparkling. It's getting hard to hold on.
Hold on, young student.
Let it go.
Hold on just a bit longer.
I'm trying.
Aim at your target. Visualize a beam from your hand to your target.
I got it.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Let it go.
Ah, my hand. My leg.
My leg.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. Stabby? Help me.
Why would you think this would be helping?
Maybe I might turn it the other way.
Stabby?
Oh, this
isn't working out. Stop, Yonatonga. Please, use your brain.
In the brain?
Don't.
Stabby?
My brain. I feel like having a grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, that knife in your hand? Let me take it out.
Alex?
No?
Is that Marty? We have to get back to the future.
Oh, I better go. Oh, boy.
Cheez-It, how'd it go in the tower?
You don't ask.
What?
Just run!
Oh, not again!
Hi, this is Cheez-It Nibblebuns. After last week's disaster in the warrior training camp, Jethro thinks maybe I should try something a little calmer. So he sent me off to Lesser Feydark in the camp of Woo. Woo! I guess they're monks, and they're going to teach me inner peace and the ways of the monk.
Young Ratanga, you come to us seeking knowledge and peace through the teachings of Master Wu.
The way of the warrior didn't seem to work out very well for me.
You must calm your mind and your body. Meditate upon this with me now. Oh.
Sir? Master Monk Person, sir?
Yes, young Ratanga. What is it?
How long is this going to take?
The path that Master Wu has set upon us has no beginning or no end. And if you think this is going to be a cheap ripoff of Taekwon Lee Boot to the Head, you are sadly mistaken.
Oh. Okay, sitting in... What's this? Lotus?
Lotus.
Lotus?
Yes.
Okay. It kind of hurts.
Hello.
Oh.
Relax, young Ratanga. Soon, you will see a vision. The vision of your true self.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. I see my true self.
Yes, let it come.
The self that wants to come out.
Yes.
I see it.
What is it that you see, young Ratanga?
I can tell you, but you must come closer.
Yes, I am here with you now.
Closer.
Yes. Speak your mind and clear your heart.
Closer.
I am here with you, Nemotong.
Stabby.
Ow! Ow! Oh, my leg,
oh,
man!
Oh, no!
Oh,
come on,
oh,
come
what are you
down.
Doing that
come
for?
Stabby!
Oh, oh, man!
Oh,
what the hell,
I'm
man?
Sorry.
What the hell? We're supposed to be up here,
right,
here,
I'm
man!
Right.
Oh,
here we go!
How'd it go this time?
Lotus!
Oh, not again!
Charged with 13 counts of aggravated assault and stabbing related injuries upon class trainers, Cheez-It Nibblebuns has been brought to trial. We join the proceedings in action as Cheez-It's attorney questions a hostile witness.
You brought it on yourself, didn't you? Because that's what hot-headed paladins like you do.
Objection!
And when it went bad, you chased him away!
Your Honor!
You had the captain sign a phony transfer order!
Your Honor!
You doctored your chat log!
You put him on a
contributor
anonymous!
Contempt.
Answer the question! Did you train that Ratanga?
You don't have to answer that question!
I'll answer the question. Son, we live here in the city of Kino, surrounded by walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men, men with swords, men with shields. Who's gonna do it? You? You? I have a greater responsibility than you could possibly fathom. You weep for that, Ratanga. Though his failure was tragic, his dismissal saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible from you, saves lives.
I'll ask you one last time. Did you order...
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to...
Do you want answers?
I want the truth!
Ah! The Ratanga bit me!
You can't handle the truth!
Oh, get him away!
What are you doing?
Hey, Cheez-It! How'd court go?
Don't ask! Just run!
Ah, oh, come
there
on!
There he is!
Hey, get him!
Come on! You gotta go!
Ah, yes. Cheez-It in court. You can't handle the tooth. It all comes down to that. All right, well, we're going to continue the live concert here with Poetry in Motion.
Into meditation, yoga, and martial arts, keen mind, concentration, and lethal body parts. She's into chops and high kicks, she's got a tale to tell. She's got no time for losers. Yeah, she'll knock the sword out of your hand. Cunning, style, and grace. Just when you think she's done, she'll punch you in the face. and put you in your place.
I'll kick out my car
without a weapon or potion.
Black Widow foams and pop.
She's poetry in motion.
Tranquil to pay.
I hear a distant commotion.
Bogus stance, strike and punch.
Poetry in motion. She's poetry in motion. Poetry in motion.
Rough in Freeport City, thugs and evil left and right. She marched up to the front gates, clearly looking for a fight.
The guards saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they felt the road in their skulls meet.
He got slapped around and beat.
I'll
kick out her car
without a weapon or potion.
Tranquil,
I hear a distant commotion.
Bonus dance, strike and punch.
Poetry in motion. Poetry in motion. Yes, poetry in motion. The guard saw she had no sword or shoes upon her feet. They stopped laughing when they felt the road in their skulls meet.
They got slapped around and beat.
I'll
kick out her car
without a weapon or potion.
Black Widow groans and palm.
Poetry in motion.
Tranquil to the pain.
I hear a distant commotion. Motion.
I'll kick out her car
without a weapon or potion.
Black Widow groans and palm.
Poetry in motion.
Tranquil to the pain.
Well, I hear a distant commotion.
Bonus dance, strike and punch.
Poetry in motion.
Yeah.
Yes, poetry in motion. Yes, poetry in motion.
All right, next, by request again. Let's see, I gotta find it here. There we go. I will be doing the Drunken Dwarf's part of... I'll be singing the Drunken Dwarf's part of Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale. Of course, Cheez-It's part is pre-recorded. Because I can't do them both at the same time. It would kill me.
I finished that quest now. Now I've got this big old keg, but I don't drink. So what am I supposed to do with it? Gotta be good for something. Brell's Magic Keg is really, really neat.
For ale!
I've dressed it up so I can rest my feet.
But it's for ale!
A tablecloth would look nice.
With ale.
A pitcher of tea with ice.
With ale!
A cozy place for me to store my dice.
In ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Drinking all night, getting dizzy and pale. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, you're ruining my house.
But you're doing it all wrong.
But it's my keg. I'll do with it whatever I want.
Yeah, but... All right.
I'm glad I finished up that pesky quest.
For ale.
Maybe cut a door, make a closet for my vest.
For ale, sorry.
Make a hot tub to relax.
But
a place to store my axe. Build a chair so I can rest my tail.
Ale! Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Brell's Magic Keg is for ale. Up all night getting dizzy and pale. Ale, ale, ale.
Dwarf, look, you lush.
Look.
look and can't make it into something that it's not!
Well, why can't you just lay off the ale for a minute and help me?
But I'm a dwarf!
But every dwarf is a drunk!
Oh?
What?
Them's his fighting words. Ready, drunks?
Ready!
Yo!
Hey. Let's sing it, Bell's Magic Keg is for ale! Bell's Magic Keg is for ale! Drinking all night, getting dizzy and pale! Ale, ale, ale! Ale, ale!
Just wait 1 minute!
What?
I know that you dwarves do more than drink!
You lie! Stop lying!
You, Coppershot, you own your own business!
Oh, yeah, but it's a bar.
And you, Iron Mallet, you're a respective craftsman!
Oh, yeah, true.
And Grubbin, you're a guard boldly defending the city of Kino!
What was that again? Oh, but Cheez-It, what do you think gives him that courage?
Son of a...
Brow's Magic Keg is for ale! Brow's Magic Keg is for ale! City's force are boats making sail!
Ale, ale, ale!
Ale,
ale,
ale! Brow's
Magic Keg is for...
All right, now we're going to slow things down and take a trip out to Castle Mistmore.
Time was fleeting,
I felt the warmth of her breath. On a mattress soft and full, the night was silent as death. On the wall there before me, a mirror showed splendor so fair. I looked rested and ready for her, but in the mirror she wasn't there. I jumped and ran for the doorway, blood-stained marble floors. Her spell alert and enthralled me. My mind was screaming, my heart wanted more. I fell to my knees to fall deathly. Her eyes glowed with light. She gave me shelter, gold in her love. All I gave her was my life.
Well, we can sit here and listen to a guitar solo for the next, like, 2 minutes, but I think we'll just move on to the next song.
The Mentor. On a cold and rainy day, hunting knolls, getting nowhere, I met up with a rogue. She was 60, I was 23. She mentored down to teach me how to pull 'em, how to fight 'em. The griffins overtook us. We began to flee. She said, I've been hunting sootfoots, and I've been hunting giants, seen volcanoes blow their stacks, have been caught in blizzard ice. I've seen how you rush in without care or thought of others. Listen to the words I say, I won't stay to say it twice. So we found a safe location. I pulled out wine and bear steaks, built a roaring fire. Her eyes glistened in the light. The sky pulled back the clouds, and the stars twinkled above us. Said, if you're gonna survive in Norath, you gotta learn to solo ride. You've got to know when to slash 'em, know when to bash 'em, know when to take a group, know when to root and run. You never lose that chest. While you're getting a royal beat down, there'll be time enough for platinum when the battle's done. Every ranger knows the secrets of the wild. Every paladin lays on hands but holds back to continue the fight. Not every wizard's blasting, not every priest is casting. There's wisdom in the fine misstep, not every shadow's caused by light. We downed the last of the wine, I gazed into the darkness, laid down to get some sleep, my lids heavy, closed my eyes. In the morning hours I woke, our fire reduced to ash. I looked around in disbelief. That bitch stole my cash. You gotta know when to slash 'em, know when to slash 'em, know when to take a group, know when to root and run. You never lose that chest. While you're getting a royal beat down, there'll be time enough for platinum when the battle's done. Well, you got to know when to slash 'em, know when to bash 'em, know when to take a group, know when to root and run. You never loot that chest. When you're getting a royal beat down, there'll be time enough for platinum when the battle's done. You got to know when to slash 'em, know when to bash 'em, know when to take a group, know when to root and run. You never loot that chest. When you're getting a royal beat down, there'll be time enough for platinum when the battle's done.
All right, and we are back here live. Elquendina, Clump, and Jethel, you guys can turn your mics back on.
Yay!
Woohoo! So we had a bit of a break there and let ourselves get all rested up and ready to go splat. What's that?
Go potty.
Yeah.
So I got a 3-year-old. That's the language I know.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with going poop. Everybody poops. Unless, of course, you know, you have a colostomy bag, then I'm very sorry. You know, I'm
poop on the go.
You know, I'm taking a good look here. Nolan just got his swashbuckler's hat. And I have to say, it may even rival, God, I can't think of his name now. Clump, help me out here. Who's the Karen who loves his hat? Shackleton!
Oh, it's Shackleton.
Shackleton. It may actually rival Shackleton's.
Oh, man. No one can beat Shackleton's hat.
I don't know, man. This is pretty special right here.
Not happening. Even if it's identical, it won't be as cool as Shaq's.
I don't know. I don't know about that. You know, I think we're going to risk it. We're going to... Let me see if I can get her on the line here. Trying to get another participant in here.
You are.
I think it may be too much, actually. It's not connecting.
Can Shackleton's hat talk?
Ah, okay. It's connecting now. Let's see if she actually answers. I didn't actually warn her that I was... There we go. Xanadai, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Xan. How are you?
Hey.
I'm good.
So what do you think? Rolian or Shackleton for hats?
Oh, I don't know. I like Rolian's hat, but Shackleton just has that flair.
He's got the flair. It's Shackleton, that's why.
Dude, he talks in third person. You don't get any cooler than that.
Well, did you hear what Xanadai and Skyheart did to Shackleton's hat once?
No.
It was bad. We were only playing, but unfortunately the hat went out the window. After we accidentally crushed it, he was a mite bit upset.
Yeah, he loves that hat more than
he
loves
it. Yeah, he wasn't thrilled with us. He dove out the window for it.
I'd say Xanadai is lucky to still be alive.
I have to say that I thought Jethel had an ego until I spent some time talking to Shackleton.
He's a hoot. He was our main MC for most of the events last year. And he was a riot. And so we asked him to come back and, you know, MC our events this year. And he's done every one that he could make it to. But he does live on the wrong side of the ocean.
I see. Where does he live?
England or something.
He lives in England. I see.
Well, it's no wonder he's so, you know, weird about the hat then. I mean, the egos over there are huge.
True, and their feathers.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen him or if you've heard him on his movies, like the accent, I thought before I knew him that, you know, he was putting it on. But, I mean, that's his accent, so.
I haven't actually seen any of his videos. Where are they?
We've actually got a pretty neat Festival of Unity video that he just did.
Didn't he do that voiceover intro for the Legacy of Honor site that was playing for a while? I don't think it's there now.
The Claymore Coalition site.
Oh, the Claymore, right. That's what I meant.
The Claymore motto, yeah, he did that one. He's one of the most creative guys I know. And I love his character, Shackleton. It's just, he's awesome. We love it when he's around because he can MC the events and he just makes them, he makes them twice as fun as they would be anyways, because he fills in downtime and, you know, he makes them a blast.
Very good.
And of course he's, you know, fights off crazy hat stealers.
And crazy people that, you know, tie bows in his tail.
On his tail, right.
That was funny. He refused to turn around and take the bow off his tail during the opening ceremony after I put it there.
Well, that's because, you know, more important than, you know, the embarrassment of having a bow on his tail is his pride as he's standing with his, you know, with
now,
the
leaders. You know me. You know Zan would never do something like that, but I just could not help myself. It was entirely too tempting. That tail is just swishing right by my leg the whole opening ceremony. I could not help myself.
I don't blame you at all. I don't.
He had a lot of ribbons tied on his tail.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, by the end of the night, I think it was up to 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, is Clump going up for auction?
Oh. I was actually just talking to Morian about that.
Trinity doesn't dare come out of her house for the festival, so she won't be. But Xanadai got conned into it.
Who conned Xanadai into it?
That would be Morian.
Yeah, she's good
of
at that,
course.
Isn't she?
Yes, she's very good, entirely too good at that. Most of the trouble that you'll find that Trinity or Xanadai gets into is usually having to do with the Halfster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Well, indeed, I mean, most of the conflicts and wars. Sorry, go ahead, Doug.
But that's okay. We have a question from the Tesh, who asks, if Clump goes for auction, do you pay by the pound?
I think last year they did, didn't they? How much did you go for last year?
I don't remember. Ninia.
I believe last year he was made to take a bath.
Yeah, that was... That was what Ninia bought Clump for, was to go take a bath.
Nice.
She made him bathe in the pond out here in Windstalker.
No, I have to say, Morian gets Trinity out of trouble as much as gets her in it.
Yeah, Morian likes to blink those innocent little eyes, but she's usually
she's not innocent.
Yeah, causing most of the issues. In fact, Clump's been in more fights because of Morian than he's been in years.
But we love her.
Right.
She ultimately ends up being the reason Zan died.
Oh, that's it. Now she's dead.
She's the one that bound her to Ven and started off that whole huge issue.
Well, she's always got good intentions, though, doesn't she?
Always.
Most of the time.
Never go right. Yeah, I'll remember that. You know, as she's placing bookcases in your library.
Oh yeah. Clump has never been drunker.
None of us have ever been so traumatized either.
For those just tuning in.
Did you guys know that there's an NPC over here named Paunchy that has a quest for slices of pumpkin pie that lasts for 5 hours?
Yeah, that's...
Or is that something old or something that the...
No, that's something very old, honestly. It's the old Halloween... The Scarecrow King.
Ah, gotcha. All right, we'll leave that alone then. I don't feel like doing a Scarecrow King.
No, it's long and epic.
I figured, you know, if it was a short little thing that's going to get me some 5 hour long food, you know, and I can do it over and over again, yeah, I'll do that. Because you know me, I don't care about stats. You know, it's just, you know, how long does it last?
See, I go for both, so I pay a fortune for my food. But then again, with Trinity, it's worth it for the extra intelligence and
right.
And God, she's just massive in damage. I hesitate to say who actually does more damage, Dan or Trinity. Man. Wizard versus monk.
Who does?
Well, you know, that may just come down
then
to
we had debate.
from which distance.
Yeah. That's the truth. Zan can take the hits. And, oh, God. Trinity gets hit. She's done. She's absolutely done.
I have I have an alt that I've had since December of 04. And I play him so much that he's already level 30. And he's a wizard. And I forget a lot of the times if I'm playing him that I'm not on clump.
And yeah.
I'm used to his clump just, you know, walking his enormous plate-clad butt into the middle of, you know, whatever room of nasties there are. And so I'll take my poor little glass cannon in there.
Yep, that's exactly what I call Trinity. She's a glass cannon. I've always said I thank God she's a vampire because she can get right back up. For as many times as she dies.
Right. Yeah, I think I've probably died more on my 30 wizard than on my 77 paladin.
I did find that if I'm extremely careful, I can take her up to Kylan Plains and solo with her. That's how she's been doing her writs. Because I love doing writs. And on Zan, it's no big deal. I mean, I just, you know, whiz right through them. But on Trinity, it's a struggle to do even one writ. It takes forever. But I love doing them. So I'm dying to get some XP and max her out.
You should try doing writs as a tank. Trying to kill stuff that slowly.
I can't.
To the healer. I don't think I could ever do it.
I have a Templar. Katesh is mine. And fighting stuff on her is almost impossible.
Yeah.
And of course, Latesh is hissing at me.
Okay, I do have to do a shout out here. I don't know if she's listening, but I wanted to say congratulations to Harley Quinn, who got roleplay married this weekend, didn't she? Or last weekend?
Yes. I believe it was last weekend.
Last weekend. So
no, it was this. Yeah, it was just this last weekend. I have screenshots of the whole thing, but I still need to post them.
So congratulations, Harley Quinn, and her new husband. And
Kylorian.
Okay.
Kylorian. K-Y-L-O-R-I-A.
Oh, Kylorian. All right.
And since Norath is such a modern place, Kylorian took Harley's surname.
Yes, I noticed that when I saw them.
Yeah, we all noticed that, actually.
Well, maybe.
And yes, Harley is right here, and I do believe she is listening in.
Well,
I know she listened
Harley.
In earlier.
Congratulations and stuff. Of course, Jethel himself is very, very much against marriage. Done it before. Matter of fact, one of our future shows, I think, is going to be when roleplay relationships go horribly wrong.
Yeah, I don't even want to discuss that right now.
Yeah, we'll wait a little bit, you know, wait for things to cool down, and we will have a whole show of roleplay relationships gone horribly wrong. And
dude, there is a reason why Clump is the celibate priest type.
Well, Jethel doesn't have anything to worry about. Trinity is not looking to get married.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. If nothing else, Jethel wants a harem.
I can't foresee Trinity being married. It's just... No.
So what do you think? You know, once Jethel's place is all fixed up, I'll have a special room upstairs for my ladies.
We'll
have Jethel, Trinity, Elkrin, Jaina.
I have the number one spot, and they're okay.
That's right. Elkrin has the number one spot. And, you know, we'll throw Xanadai in there. And...
Harley!
Nothing like good vampire loving, right?
You know it. She sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She sucks. She sucks and swallows, but that's blood. Yeah. Hey, there's a bartender here. Cool.
Of course.
If you can survive it.
Of course I can.
Most can't. Because the most can't.
Because Jethel's
my God, I can't even tell you how many times she's almost killed Morian at this point.
Because Jethel's evil and mean.
Yeah, what, she's been sucking on Morian?
Probably stop that. Maybe that's the reason Morian is as crazy as she is.
She's gone nuts. She's gone nuts.
Well, I'm pretty sure she was like that before.
You know, it might have something to do with the shin kicking, though.
Your husband? you mean true flight?
Low kick.
Oh, low kick. Well, she can low kick can definitely help with the. With the shin kicking, with, you know, he's permanently stuck in like micro mini mode.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, tell you what, he looked almost every day to see when we were getting the veteran awards thing, so he could shrink him down even farther.
Really?
Yeah, I've got the.
Yep. And he'll tell you he's not a
He's a midget barbarian.
He's a midget barbarian.
I'm gonna go ahead.
Somebody washed him in hot water.
Yep.
Just like
it put him in the dryer.
There's no.
Whee! Yeah, and he's going to end up doing a video too. I think I'm a gnome now.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's why he's shrinking down so far.
You know, if he shrinks down any farther, we won't be able to find him.
Poop.
True.
Yeah, that
true.
Might be okay with me at some point. He's threatening to throw things at me.
Aww. But you can use your super ninja monk skills and deflect them.
I could, except that stuffed animal just got thrown at me.
Aww.
He's sitting about 3 feet from me.
Gotta do that one. Sorry, I'm just setting up the next lineup for for live singing. Everyone should do live singing.
Clump, who was that was over here looking, inspecting you just a moment ago?
Not everyone. You don't want me to live sing.
Who was just inspecting Clump?
Yeah. I gotta scroll back. Know. She couldn't.
Everyone looks like ants from up here.
Oh, God. I'm gonna have to get you glasses.
You know, I think that's one of the reasons why I've never moved past Wood Elf. I don't think I could imagine, you know, looking at the world through an ogre's eyes, you know, just...
Well, in the same respect, I don't like the shorter races either.
True, true.
Well, I've tried it, and I can't... I mean, even though I do third person, I just can't do it.
Well, just imagine if you were in EQ1. I mean, EQ1 is almost unplayable in third person.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time I ever went third person in EQ1 is when I was making a video.
I've never played EQ1, although with the free, they're doing the free activation right now for the old accounts. Mm-hmm. True Flight and I will probably go back and log into EQOA, you know, once or twice just to see what's going on with our old guild.
Make sure the server's still up.
I'm sure the server's still there. I doubt there's anybody there. I mean, we kind of left our guild. I mean, we ran it, and we just kind of up and left.
I don't suppose the EQOA is part of the station launcher, is it?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes.
Well, have you tried putting people on your friends list and stuff like that?
I don't know if there's anybody left.
Well, you're not going to know until you try. I mean,
yeah, I know. I actually have to go. I'm going to log back in. With the free thing, we're going to go in and log in and see who we can find. I miss a lot of old friends there. Terrell and Stellar Shine and We were looking through our old list this afternoon. There's so many people we haven't seen in forever. A few of them I do keep on my messenger that I've met back up with. Theos, I've known him for 5-6 years. Finally got to talk to him yesterday, and missed a lot of people.
No, I put in
I won't
the,
give up my EQ2 for it, though. I'm an addict.
She's addicted.
I am. If I'm home, I'm normally logged in the game, even if I'm just sitting.
She is addicted, and now my evil plan will come to fruition.
Sorry, I had to throw my Luke impersonation in there.
Elka Jenna was the cause of Dallaire's evil nature.
Hey, this be nice. Be nice.
All her fault.
Well, I'm telling you, I wasn't always an evil villain.
You threw me in there.
Well, from all accounts, I mean, he was actually a fairly decent guy before, he was driven to.
Now look here, Missy, you can't come
around here. He wasn't decent.
And Clump's mom would still be alive. I mean, it's just
no, don't go there.
Elkwin Jenna, join me in my realm of evil.
Sorry, I just had to do it. Well, looks like they're doing some kind of a free-for-all in the on the splat thing. Do we have a winner on that? Let me
ask.
Okay, find out if we got a winner on that. Zanadi, do you have any requests? I have a few songs lined up, but if you have a request, I'll try to do it.
Well, you already played my monk song.
Uh-huh. I will not do the Legion of Kithakora theme live. That's very strenuous on
the
voice.
I can't imagine you do that live, no. And you've said, even though I don't play EQ1, that you find it strange, but I like Fallen.
Okay, let me pull that up. Oh, wait, I don't think I actually have a good instrumental of that anymore. I can
you played a lot of my favorites tonight.
Well, I try, is what I do.
I am an entertainer.
No, I do have the karaoke to Free Fallen, but it doesn't have the background vocals that I need for Falling, for the EverQuest Fallen one. I went through this weekend and thought of more popular songs that may be requested, and I went ahead and did what I could with those, re-recording the background vocals and stuff like that, and saving it. Just in case, so I do have a bit of a lineup, but that wasn't one of them that I thought of, sorry.
Can you do I Think I'm a Gnome Now?
Ooh.
See, a lot of the ones that I can think of off the top of my head, I don't think you could do live.
Nah, the gnome song I couldn't do live. It's too high.
Wuss.
You have a shout out in the guild.
Who's that? Oh, yes, we have a new hookup in the Legion of Kithakora that Angela Coria is announcing here. Angela Coria and Sweetie Pie are now a couple.
Oh, very nice.
Both female.
And that is something that I am seeing more and more. I do believe two of our new guildies, which Chancellor Zanadi will have to get to very shortly. They have completed most of their task. I just have to do their interviews.
Okay.
I do believe they are also a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Bexy and Deck.
Wow. You don't see any of the guys. You don't see any of the guys together, though.
No, you never see any of the guys do that. That would make the fourth or fifth.
No. Actually,
now couple.
I've got to say the Legacy of Honor had a gay marriage a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was Kestrel. I think it was Kestrel. Kestrel was one of the characters that he played, I know. And I can't remember the name of the other guy.
I honestly can't either. It was one of our officers, Tegan, had about 300 alts. And they were they were all different races, but they were all very similar in personality, because it was just him in Norath, and right. he was awesome. He was so much fun, and he married, I don't know how many of his characters off, but they were all married to other men, which was something oddly controversial when, you know, you're looking at an online game, and, you know, but yeah, we were happy to do it.
It's more and more common now. I see absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't see anything wrong with it either. But I just thought it interesting that now that we have a parent same-sex couple, and or maybe even two. I'm not sure about those new ones you were talking about.
Well, we'll find out.
I have absolutely no problem with that. Legion of Kithakor, hey, you know what? We got bigger problems to deal with.
Right.
Hey, it's not me, I swear. It's not me this time.
You know what, though? I'm thinking, actually, you may want to go that way. You're having so much problems with relationship with guys.
So, hey, Xanadai.
You know what? My ex-wife is one of these born-again Christian Bible-thumping people. And, you know, just follow the Bible, buy the book, and blah, 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 and stuff like that. Well, she has had just terrible luck with guys. She actually comments, I'm the good one. I'm the one that she looks back on and knows that I was actually a good guy. It just didn't work between us. And I told her one day, it's like, you know what you're having? And she has kept started telling me that she has sworn off men. And I'm like, really? Who, really? Who's the lucky girl? And she's like, what?
I told my wife, have you guys heard that song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
Yes.
And I Like It?
Yeah, that's an old song, yeah.
Oh, it's old? No, I hear it on the radio.
I kissed a girl for the first time.
No.
Okay, there was a song called I Kissed a Girl, like, back in the 90s. So.
Right. Well, this one's fairly recent. I won't even dare attempt to sing it and embarrass myself. But suffice it to say, the lyrics are, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And it's a woman singing. And my wife likes the song.
That could be Pink. So, not sure. Anyway.
She and my daughter will sing it in the car. And I made the comment that, you know, because my daughter's starting to learn the lyrics. And it's like, oh, great. You know, she's going to be a lesbian when she grows up. And I mentioned at work one time, I was saying something about, like, men are pigs, and I don't know how I'm going to handle my little girl when she actually gets old enough to start dating, because I know the demented and twisted things that go on in men's heads. I know that they're sick, and I know that they're...
I got a funny story about that if you want to hear it.
I'm the same way. My daughter's 9, and we're already flipping out.
And so I told him, like, I hope she grows up to be a lesbian, because, you know, women are just a better bet. Like, you know.
I tell you, we can be evil and vindictive. Don't let us.
Damn straight.
We're just nicer about it. We right. Just do it with a smile.
Just sneakier.
No, when
yeah,
we were...
me too.
No, you were talking about, you know, thinking about your daughter growing up and the guys starting going after her and stuff. I actually... had to my best friend back in New Hampshire, I had to stop going over his house for a while, because his daughter was getting into her teen years, but really didn't know how to dress around guys. She would be like going around in tight spandex and bodysuits and stuff like that, and I had to pull him over. I'm like, dude, I hate to tell you this, but your daughter's hot. I had to stop going over his house. I was getting really weird. I mean, I used to change this girl's diapers. I don't want to have these kind of thoughts about her.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine having a girl. I mean, that would just drive me nuts. I mean, you can ask Skyheart. Skyheart is starting to date, and I must be driving I must be driving her absolutely bonkers, because I'm taking all these boys that are showing interest in her. All these boys. There are two boys that are interested in her. And I'm terrifying the crap out of these guys.
Right. I saw a comedian that I thought nailed it. He said,
what I'm going to do, I'm going to bring him into the house, and I'm going to set him down next to the gun I've been cleaning all day. And then I'm going to tell him, as my little girl is off in her room getting ready, I'm going to say, you know that little girl in there? That's my baby. That's my life. And if you hurt her, I don't have any problem going back to prison. And that's classic. I'm going to do that to every dude she brings over.
See, I have a problem where it's not only my husband, but some of my friends. So my male friends, they're very protective of my 9-year-old daughter. And they've already decided that her first date, they're gathering at the house. And my husband might be the one to open the door. What about the 5 guys standing behind him? All bearing down on this poor boy.
Why is there a cow beating up a pig? Did somebody mess the cow?
Did we have a coercer in the crowd?
I was.
A cow has killed a pig.
We have upset.
Well, we have beef for dinner now. No, we have pork for dinner. It's the other white.
Sow down. We have a sow down.
And but I was just pickpocketed.
What?
I'm standing here, and I was pickpocketed. I will have to chase the rat down. Find out what she took from me.
My father-in-law, when I first met him, I was 16, and he actually took the other approach. He didn't try to scare me. He tried to lighten the mood. So he was talking to my future wife at the time, his daughter, and trying to prep for my arrival, because she was embarrassed, because it was the first time I was meeting her parents, the first date we were ever going to have. And he was like, okay, what do I tell him? Do I tell him, don't touch my daughter? And she was like, no, Dad, don't tell him that. Just let him come in and just be normal. He's like, okay, don't touch my daughter. That won't work. Can I tell him, touch her all you want? And she was like, no, don't tell him that. Don't say anything. He's like, okay. So just tell him, you can touch her, but just a little bit. She was like, no. And she was like, you can tell him, hello, my name is Jeff. And she went through this thing. And he's like, okay, hold on. And he went and got a piece of paper. And he wrote it down. And so I didn't know any of this went on. And I walk up to the front door. And he opens it. He's like, hey! I was like, oh, hold on. He pulls out this piece of paper. He's like, hello! My name is Jeff. Shake hands. Oh, no, I'm not supposed to say that part. He went through this whole routine. I didn't know this dude from Adam. But it was hysterical.
That sounds like something I would do.
it really set up, you know, a really good mood, you know, and laid the foundation for really good relationships.
Well, you know, the thing is with me and my son, I do have a son, and he calls me the cool kind of pervert.
Ooh, what a title!
Well, that's because I used to work at Walmart, and he and a friend brought 2 girls in to meet me. Bad idea. Of course, anyone who was at the Illyrissi Day Festival knows I have a bit of a silver tongue.
Wah, wah, wah.
I got a call that night from my ex-wife. What did you say to these 2 girls? They will not stop talking about you. And apparently my son and his friend are really pissed off at me because I swept the 2 girls off their feet.
Oh, man.
It's too funny.
But see, I ended up, I had a shotgun wedding.
Uh-oh. Real shotgun?
My father trying to chase my husband off with a shotgun.
Ooh.
That's like an anti-shotgun wedding. That's the opposite.
Yeah.
So you do have a story to tell now.
You must tell the story. Do it now!
my...
You need to do that laugh more often.
My husband and I just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. But we didn't start off quite well. Thank you. I've managed not to kill him in 10 years.
Aww.
My husband first dated my sister.
Uh-oh.
No!
And then he dated me.
Oh, you were second choice?
Oh, no, and then he dated my sister.
No!
Wait a minute, then he dated you, then he dated your sister again?
Yes, and then I didn't know he was dating my sister.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God.
When I started dating him.
Oh, my God.
True Flight, you slut!
And then she dumped him. And then I dumped him. And I believe then she dated him again.
Good gravy.
He's a man-hoe!
It was bad. In the end, I won.
Bigelow. Beautiful.
In the end, I won, and we've been together, I believe, a total of, what's it been, honey, 17 years?
Wow.
Wow.
Something to that effect.
17 years, when you started dating you when you were, what, 16?
Have you guys taken any more breaks so you can date your sister again?
No, but that has threatened to come up, and he's been beaten severely.
Good.
But yes, on and off in our beginning, he dated my sister and me. It caused quite the issues between my sister and I throughout the years.
No.
No, really? Come on.
I have to say, my sister and I are on very good terms right now.
Now. Right now.
We go back and forth. We hate each other. We love each other. We hate each other.
It's a sister thing.
It really is.
The nature of siblings.
Yeah, it really is. But I mean, I can't really say a lot of that's his fault, but it is one of the reasons why my father hates him so much.
Why your father hates your husband so much?
My father detests my husband. He's actually gotten better, but yeah, it's
because he's a man whore, right?
Well, he's not since I married him.
Man whore.
He was before that, I would say.
I have to confess that I did actually go out with sisters. I went to school with the older sister. We started going out. Then I met the younger sister through her. Started going out with the younger sister. Now, there was a younger one still.
Thank God it was just me sister.
Then I went back to the older sister for a little while. Then back to the younger one. The youngest sister refused to go out with me just because she didn't want to feel like a trophy. Like I was going for a hat trick.
Mm-hmm.
But we have no ill feelings toward each other. If I went back to New Hampshire and showed up at their apartment right now, they'd invite me in, hugging kisses and all this stuff, and invite me to watch wrestling with them.
Maybe a Benoja Trace.
It was just a really, really weird relationship between us. It's like, wait a minute. Now that I think about it, they were sharing me.
Do you feel dirty?
I feel so damn dirty.
I'm just glad my sister and I never compared. That's the one thing that I have forbidden him to speak of. I know what they've done.
So True Flight, how was she?
Don't go there. That has caused those exact words have caused such an issue in this household.
Oh. Very wise.
Well, okay, I figured this way. You got to be better than your sister because he kept you.
Very true.
Actually, his exact words to me were, "You're less bitchy."
Ooh.
Oh. Aww.
And I told him I was drunk and only married you because I was pregnant.
Oh.
See, you know, that's where love comes from.
Yeah.
Love. Love.
I about died when Clump did that during Harley's wedding.
Marriage is what brings us together. To die. And treasure your love.
No, but I have to say, Latasha and I have been very, very happy over the years.
Well, good.
That's awesome. And what's even cooler, see, what I'm envious of the couples that I'm speaking with here today, at both Elk and Jenna, Jethel, and Xanadai, and the man whore.
Is around here somewhere.
You guys, can play together. That's awesome.
Oh, we have a blast.
I celebrated, my wife and I celebrated our 7th anniversary yesterday, actually. And I am such a loser that I went into the Festival of Unity and ran around and, you know, organized events and all that stuff. Rather than, you know, do the anniversary thing.
Diamonds. You're going to need to buy diamonds.
I know.
Ooh, you're in deep doo-doo, aren't you, Google Club?
I know.
See, now,
I think I've married the most patient woman in the world.
You would have to, yes.
Woman, yeah. You married a gamer! Get over it! There's
diamonds
no
and
turning
a spa
back!
Treatment, dear. That'll get you out of it.
Well, I have to say, Letesh's birthday, who's also True Flight and Low Kick, his birthday is June 6th, which is Friday, and I have to work all morning, and when we get home, almost as soon as we get home, there are festival events all evening. So we are actually spending his birthday at the festival.
That's where I'd spend mine.
Okay,
Stan, you need to come over here by Clump. We've caught some Rotongas that were pickpocketing.
Pickpocketing? Yes.
Well, Fem's got them, and they've got some of your stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I swear if she's got my tooth, or Jethel's tooth.
Oh, is
well, she's got a wolf's tooth and a green stone and some rings.
The green
they look
stone,
like yours.
You better hand it over.
Those look like yours.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to steal something from Clump, but he farted and they all ran away.
Oh, God. I'm surprised it did blow him right through the tits.
Okay, so is True Flight's birthday coming up?
Yes, it is on Friday.
It's time for the birthday trolls.
We can't bring them out Friday.
Okay, so birthday trolls. We're going to be right back after the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Ah, the birthday trolls. We can't have a birthday without the birthday trolls.
And I pick on him every year because he's older than me. Great, it's only by those 3 months, but he's older than me.
Yeah, my wife's about a month older than me. I harass her about that, too.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about the age difference between me and Elgwyn. She'll kill me.
No, we won't go there.
Let's just say she robbed the cradle.
Did
you? Yeah, but I rock that cradle too.
What's that?
I rock that cradle too.
Yes, you do.
See?
Well, it's funny the age difference in the players and stuff. I know Rolian is 19.
Oh, he is?
So, yes, he's only 19. He's in college and everything. And it's just quite funny to talk to him. And when he found out how old I was, I mean, he was quite in shock. I've come to find the younger players assume everybody else is young, and we're not.
Now, Urson just says that he's 20 years older than his wife. Well, it's not uncommon for the man to be older.
Well, ours is different. I'm, what, 10? There's 10 years difference between us?
I'm 37.
Yeah?
Get him, Elkwin. Rah!
So there's about 10, 11 years difference between us.
Mm-hmm.
That was fine.
Your flight will be your
cougar.
And we fell in love in EverQuest.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, EverQuest is what ended up splitting my in-laws up. Aww.
Really? It brings people together and it tears people apart. Hey.
Oh, that's why there's a line in "Has anybody here seen my corpse?" That this game will be the grounds for my divorce.
Right. Well, no, it wasn't quite like that. It was that my mother-in-law Well, she met someone else in EverQuest.
Ooh.
But.
Well, if it's any consolation, that's how my first marriage ended. But it wasn't in EverQuest. It was a place called Worlds Away.
Hmm. So I'm not the.
Is that another game?
So I'm not the only one who's never heard that before. Well,
Worlds Away.
Before meeting you, that is.
Mm-hmm. It, well, it's a 3D world.
It's an avatar world.
It's an avatar world. There's nothing much there to do except use the three-dimensional objects and build buildings and stuff and talk and
is that sort
of stuff.
Is that similar to Second Life?
Yeah. Same principle.
Okay.
Okay, guys. I'm going to sing some more songs. It is getting late here. Some of us do have to work for a living.
Yeah.
I got another about another hour if I can make it that long. I go to bed at 2, I get up at 6.
All right. Any requests? Right. Any requests for singing here? I do have some things lined up here, but
I saw some requests for the Clump song. I really did. That isn't just me saying I saw requests.
Yeah, I did.
I request the Clump song. How's that?
I did, but that's one again, that's one of the songs that I don't have a good instrumental for anymore.
Yeah, everybody's calling for it in the chat,
right, hold on,
too.
Hold on. Let me see here.
I don't see everyone. I see Harley calling for it.
Yeah, Harley's chanting it.
Harley's going mental for the Clump song. Let me see here.
No, okay. There was other people, too.
Okay, I can do it. I can do it, but the background vocals will be saying lump and not clump.
Before you do it, I just want to say, man, I almost fell out of my chair laughing when I heard this song for the first time. It was absolutely hysterical. And
you know, I actually hate to tell you this, but it wasn't originally written for you.
Oh, I know. I know the story.
Yeah, it was originally Troll, not Clump.
Right.
It's okay.
But it fit. But
it
rewrote
so perfectly.
It fit very well, though.
I like the video you did to it.
Oh, thanks. I got nothing on you, El, though. I love your videos.
And again, that video is available at kethacore.org. Shameless plug.
Plug.
What, Clumps?
Yes.
You got his video there?
Video? Yeah.
I'll have to watch it again.
Yeah,
I like that one.
I'm going to go check that out.
Pretty sure I do. Let me see here. Should be right next to us.
I remember watching it after you first put it out.
Yeah, the video's there.
Cool.
Clump's much smarter nowadays, though.
Yes.
FYI.
Oh, yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to sing some songs, and then we'll come back for a little closing banter and stuff like that. And I want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. So, would you guys go ahead and turn off your mics there for a little bit while I do some live singing? Let's see here. Do that one first. And I'll turn off my background music. Here we go. And live singing!
Clump sat alone on a log in a swamp. Thought to himself, this place is a dump. Slime covered rocks and frog logs all a hopping. He's gonna get some gold and then go shopping. He's clump, cross him, you'll be dead. He's clump, nothing in his head. Clump ran out in the pouring rain, grabbed a mushroom to cover up his brain. Big lumps it out over gold-ridden sand. He's gonna be a basher, rule the ogre lands. He's clump, really kinda dumb. He's clump, clumping to his thumb. Oh,
Clump was all set for fortune and fame. Then came a sand giant, shouted out his name. Clump drew his sword, giant started to run. Tug him out and mooned another one for fun. He's Clump got hit on the head. He's Clump going back to bed. Is this guy gonna quit? I think so. Is this ogre gonna get it? I think so. Is this ogre really brain dead? I think so. Is this guy going back to bed? I think so.
And we're gonna continue on with a little dark elf wizard.
A China doll, that redhead dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She dances round a fire, flames lick her supple skin. Moonlight sharply glistens, her hair's a falling mane. Raindrops come to cool her, to the scorched earth they fall. That green-eyed dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took. How does that armor stay up?
I don't know.
It defies gravity. She causes such distractions, no group will let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin!
She has no shame as she dances in woods or marble halls. That precocious dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and it's all it took. Her nature, she would say, can't help her eyes that wander during nightly sky-clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, to the man to see the stall. She's a level 80 wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf.
Whoops, sorry about that. Hey, it's life, folks.
She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, that's all it took. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, that's all it took. And she'll dance for us all. She'll kill us all!
And rather than have just this musical interlude for the next 3.5 minutes, let's move on to the next song.
A little Fippy Darkpaw. For those of you who remember EverQuest 1, good old Fippy.
I met him in Kinos outside the gate. I drew my sword, but the guards wouldn't wait to kill the dark paw. If I PPY'd the hard paw. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't figure why he keeps coming back time after time, a fippy dark paw. If I PPY'd the hard paw. Oh ho, the fibby jar, ha ha.
Well, I'm just starting out, can't figure what's up. He goes down faster than the little no pops. The fibby dark pop, F-I-P-P-Y, dark pop. He's got a cool name and he's given a shout. Pidetto surpasses the Riverville trout. Fibby dark pop, F-I-P-P-Y, dark pop. Oh, oh, that fibby dark pop. I started hunting just an hour ago. His suicide run really makes a great show. Avenging the pups, charging the gate. He should've got back, but he couldn't wait. I don't know what he's thinking, just seems a waste. A no-kebab waiting on his unhinged chase. Fibby dark pop, F-I-P-P-Y dark pop. Oh ho, that fibby dark pop. I'm walking around, I hear barking sounds. He falls to the ground, and he falls for the guards. But it really didn't seem all that hard. He can't take a hint, he can't read the signs. The guards lay him out time after time. Fibby dark paw, F-I-P-P-Y dark paw. Nose will be nose and guards will be guards. Bookie Jess fell again to a level 3 bard. Fibby dark paw, F-I-P-P-Y dark paw. The nose little brain is really a mess. You've had a death wish, keeps it coming I guess. I'm moving on, I'll be back someday. He'll be turned to getting killed till they cancel this game. He's got no further story and no further lore. Oh, the dev team must have been really, really bored to make the dark pop. F-I-P-P-Y dark pop. Oh, oh, the fibby dark pop. Dark pop. F-I-P-P-Y dark pop. Oh, oh, the fibby dark pop.
And again, I'm not going to waste the next 3.5 minutes singing F-I-P-P-Y Dark Paw. So let's move on to the next song. And the next song happens to be like the first really big hit I had. We're talking about Ranger's Paradise. As I walk through the wood where I started this play, I wonder where my path leads. Could this be my last day? It's such a down thought for a ranger like me. Well, no one ever told me that this world has so much to see. From the Eldar sacred glade to the halfling's great wall, from Freefolk's evil city to Kino's marble halls, we travel the wood, city streets, forest vales, stalk the forest wild and spin our favorite tales. Friend and ally met, we gladly fight by the side. Bows drawn, arrows fly as I take the last ride. Well, I'm the kind of ranger everyone wants to be like, stalking all my prey, scoring crits in the moonlight. Been spending most of my lives are living in a ranger's paradise. I flashed arrows once or twice, living in a ranger's paradise. It's long days and countless nights, living in a ranger's paradise. Training hard and sacrifice, living in a ranger's paradise. Keep your eye on the mark, charging into the dark. We're tracking cross forest green, camoed hardly seen. With line on my feet, I never run in defeat. A rain of arrows, pouch attack, drawn the bows, never retreat. Adventures calls us far, no matter where we roam. A sacred voice calls us to come back home. So hunt with pride, don't be whiny, or else my brother, I might have to shoot an arrow in your hiney. We've been spending most of our lives living in a ranger's paradise.
hunting orc with your thought on ice, living in a ranger's paradise, scoring crits and hitting it twice, living in a ranger's paradise. Tenth chance will steal her dice, living in a ranger's paradise. Time after time, quest after quest, arrow after arrow, best of the best. Well, the first one in, last one to leave the scene. Flurry of arrows, flash of steel, blur of green. A trial by flame, the people speaking my name. An epic fight, fought in the darkest of night. They said that I'd lose, it was a path that I choose. Nothing more can I state, I proudly set my fate. Been spending most of our lives living in a ranger's paradise. They say the journey is half the fun, yeah right. Living in a ranger's paradise, running wild with heart and might. Living in a ranger's paradise. You think we're weak? You best think twice. You've crossed into the ranger's paradise.
I don't know if Naomi is on and listening, but of course the song written for Den Mother. Before I log into play, acting cool. Checking for patch day updates, I'm a crafting fool.
Crafting fool.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Trade skill halls.
What new wonders awaits in trade skill halls?
Chef's salty balls.
Did my books get altered late at night? Did they give? Did they take? Den Mom will show me right.
The Den Mom has got it going on, and backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more,
trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. Den Mom, do you remember subcombines
in your mind?
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I wish I learned to mime.
I wish we had those kits like an EQ one.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break, a click and you're done. I get so lonely crafting by myself. Den Mom on my mind, rolling pin wielding MILF.
The Den Mom has got it going on. Backpacks writing for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more,
trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with
Den Mom.
Little Rotunda!
The Den Mom has got it going on.
She's got it going on. Or she's waiting and waiting. I'm always bugging on. Oh, we love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom?
recipes and more. Chris Kilgott is free for bar. I'm always logging on to eat you traders with them.
All right, and we're back. Turn the music back on there.
Compared to being front.
And grooving side Ooh. To side.
Oh, Zan, you should turn around. There's a couple of Billies over here.
Billies?
Oh, let me see.
Billy's just misunderstood.
Billy must be destroyed.
They should die.
Billy. Little Billies.
Billy has no honor. He would never make a great Klingon. He would never make a great Klingon warrior.
Billy with a passion.
Oh, we hate the Billy.
They're dancing.
We hate the Billy with their wee beady eyes.
Do you have any idea? The nights I've spent in that castle.
He must be destroyed.
Skyheart knows. She's screaming it, too. She was there camping with me. I am not crapping you. Oh, what was it, Skyheart?
Oh, there's three of them now. They're multiplying, Zan.
Oh. That is just not right. Oh, one of them died. Oh, how fantastic.
Woohoo.
No. That was the most evil monk you'll ever meet.
Oh, my God.
I'm turning into Katesh.
Oh, no, there's one that just walked right past you.
Oh, there's four! See, look, they're multiplying. There's Billy.
Oh, I wish
they Zan loves Billies. If you're in the Windstalker Village and become, and you can be a Billy, oh, you should also
Zan, oh, it's hard. This is not nice. This is not nice. This is worse than the books.
Everyone go up and give Zan a great big hug.
No, get away from me. Get away.
Billy hugs.
This is just not right. This is worse than the books.
Billy's everywhere.
Like something out of a horror movie.
Oh my God, I'm going to have nightmares.
You mommies.
Oh God.
All these Billies want you to pick them up. We're both evil.
Well,
can't you just hear, like, all the high-pitched voices chanting, come play with
us. Oh, that's the awful part.
Play with us, Zan. Come play with us.
All right. Okay, well, do we have a winner for the splat contest?
They announced it, but I was too busy running my mouth to pay attention.
I see. See if there's anyone still on the Splat channel. Morian's here. Morian, was there a winner to the Splat contest?
She just woke up.
No.
No, she's been on an alt. She's been paying attention. Let me ask her.
I did get the items that I had stolen from me back.
Well, that's good.
Maureen's trying to tell everybody loves a Billy doll. No, they don't!
For those of you guys that aren't here in Windstalker Village, a bunch of us have become Billy dolls, and we have surrounded Zan with Billy love.
Sweet, cuddly Billy love.
You know, Xanadai has literally gone insane once before. She'll do it again. She'll lose it. Little vein in her head's popping out at this point.
Ooh, she's surrounded in Billies.
And people are taking screenshots. God. It's like the third or fourth person I've had that has sent me a tell saying, hey, I got a screenshot of that.
Nice.
She's not freaking out too much yet. Usually she just runs off in terror, and then we all chase her.
Okay, so looks like Fitzwilliam is listing off some stuff here. Group 3, Scoithen was in first place, Lara second place, and Elathian was third place. I guess that was in one group. I guess there wasn't a clear-cut winner. And Fitzwilliam won second place in the second group. I don't know if there was a clean-cut winner or not. But you can always go to the Festival of Unity website. I'm sure the winners will be posted. Hibiki says that he won as well. Contest with a lot of winners.
No kidding.
Now, what they should have done was, you know, okay, I understand they had these groups and they had, you know, first, second place, third place in the groups, and they should have had the winners from those groups, you know what I mean.
I suppose it just makes too much sense. I don't know.
There's just Billies everywhere. God.
I can't get away from them.
Run, Zan, run!
Oh, this is too fun. Chasing Zan with little billies. I could see us doing a horror movie to this. Oh, God, I hate billies. I really, really, really hate billies.
I can see it.
After 6 hours of camping, just one room for these stupid billy dolls.
I can see it now.
Night of the Billies! Ha 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 ha!
Billy's attacking Freeport.
Okay, somebody probably thinks I'm absolutely insane now because I shouted, help! And I got a tell saying, what's wrong? And I said, I hate Billy dolls! Now they are not here in Windstalker Village seeing this. They think I've lost my mind.
Well, you have. That's all right, though.
Oh, this is too funny. Oh, God.
Yes, I got tears in my eyes.
People near Antonica think Xanadai has completely lost her mind.
Oh.
All right, folks. You know what? I think that's it.
We're ending it with the Billy run.
Oh, yes.
Good times.
Oh, we killed Zan! She's on the ground!
She's had a heart attack!
Oh my God, I'm being surrounded! This is awful!
Oh, brother.
Oh God, you're all sitting on me!
Like the Care Bear stare? Billy, yeah. Sit!
And poor Zan, she's passed out on the ground out here, and all these billies are piled on her, sitting on her. It is so funny. Oh.
I hope somebody's getting screenshots so we can put these up on the
I hope the someone's getting the site. Screenshot of the biggest billy in existence.
Oh, yes, that must be Clump's billy.
Yeah, that's Clump.
There's pile of billies.
Oh, my God. Who's jumping on my head?
Not me.
There's a couple of them jumping, actually.
It's Roland.
No, Roland's here behind me.
Oh, another pile of the building. Here we go. Oh, quick. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, brother.
All this Billy love.
Billy love, yes. Okay, folks.
Little Sand's feet are sticking out at the bottom of the Billy pile.
All right, that's it. That's it.
That looks great.
My voice has had enough for one night. That's the end of the live show, folks. The live concerts and stuff like that. Maureen is begging me to go on, but I'm sorry. No, that's it. I need to go downstairs and have some ice cream.
Oh, that's my cue.
Yeah, that's your cue to get the ice cream, woman!
Yes.
Now we know who wears the pants in this place. Actually, I wear shorts, but...
Here he wears.
Or Elquin's dresses.
Hey. Hey, you're the one putting on the dresses. Thank you very much.
He stretched out my key earlier.
But it's so snug and comfy.
Oh, this will be funny.
Roland has decided that this is the true meaning of unity.
I don't know.
He covered in Billy dolls.
Snuggly, cuddly unity.
This reminds me of that scene from History of the World Part 1 when they all pile on the queen in the chessboard.
jump the queen? I don't think so.
Knight takes queen. We all jump the queen.
God, Orion.
Well, I had fun, and that's really all that matters.
All right.
That's what it's all about.
All right, Clump, do you have any shout-outs or anything like that before we go? Shout-outs, any comments, solutions? I have solutions. I got a solution to the population problem. Death penalty for the parking violations. Okay, Clump, you got anything you want to say?
No, thanks for having me on, man. I had a really good time tonight. This was fun.
Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. I've already said thanks already, but I'll reiterate to really all the planners for the festival. I mean, these folks are troopers. They've been plugging away at this since February. You know, nobody's getting paid for this. Everyone's just doing it because they love the community and they have so much fun. So I really want to, you know, give a heartfelt thank you to all the planners and organizers for the festival. All the volunteers that we've had have been fabulous. And of course, the community itself. I don't think that this would work as well as it has here anywhere else because we really have got a stellar community here on AB. We've had people coming out of the woodworks for events to, you know, come out and participate and play, and it's just been it's been awesome. None of us expected this to be as great as it has been. So thanks, everybody.
Okay, Xanadi, anything you want to say before we take off?
I just want to say how much fun this festival has been. It's been a ton of work for all of us, but we're having so much fun. Worth every minute of it.
Eloquent, anything you want to say?
Everybody just keep coming to the festival. It's going on all week till what?
Saturday.
Yeah, closing ceremonies are at 8 Eastern.
No, I do have one last thing. This is role playing. What would be a good word for it? 101 number 101. Errors in role-playing. Do not always click on the person and target them and then use the / percentage A to say their name. Because you really don't know who these people are.
That's
and
true.
And I have a bad habit of doing that.
And then you get the old...
How do you know me? And it's like, well, there's a name on your underwear that it's hanging out, so...
Mm-hmm. I saw Elquin Jenna do that today. I was like, I'm not going to get out of this. And you did the underwear tag. I was like, classic.
I have
my sources.
Well,
there was one time the guy came into, the bar or something, and I said his name, and he says, how are you supposed to know who I am? I said, well, you got this name tag on your thing that says, hi, my name is... I do my best to cover.
Tell your mom to stop writing your name on your underwear, and we won't know who the hell you are. God. Damn Freeport people.
Well, you can't have a lot of sense and still live in Freeport, so it's safe to assume that you know, they're going to have their name on their skivvies.
Of course. All right, folks. That's it for the show this week. Thank you very much for tuning in. I think we all had a great time. Go to the Festival of Unity. You can go to guildportal.com and do a search for Festival of Unity, or you can just go to kithagore.org. I got a link right there on the front page. It'll bring you right to the site. You choose times, I believe. Let's see. Yeah, you choose times, and we got the master schedule right there with the times everything's going to be, and there's a map somewhere. Yeah, click on map, and it'll show you where everything's going to be. Course, why these two aren't combined, I'm not sure, but hey, yeah, that's a
for next year, I suppose. Put the schedule and the map together. Might be a good idea. Okay, that's it, folks. I'm out. Jethro Silverwing Show, online gaming radio, blah, 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 blah. Good night. Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibblemuds!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Dee Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Linkdeath. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, a package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yeah, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Jethro Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love elf with Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.
Rock and roll to you. Say rock and roll.